This is the NTT IndyCar Series.
Alexander Rossi slicing left and right to try to protect all the lanes, but he does a great job.
We have a move for that third position. Erickson bangs wheels with Alex Palou. Double force Alex Palou with front left tire damage into the ground.
Newgarden's going to take a look to the outside. Rossi's going to slam the door shut. Newgarden.
Flurry of activity in the closing laps, and Road America has Joseph Newgarden, 8 car lengths in front of Marcus Erickson.
When he crests the hill, he'll see the twin checkers. A dominant day for Joseph Newgarden.
With live flag-to-flag coverage from Road America. This is the IndyCar Radio Network.
An iconic fan-friendly venue, Road America has a storied history dating back to 1982 with IndyCar. The storied history writes a very new chapter today. A massive off-season repave means the four-mile course may look the same, but it feels vastly different. This is Mark James. Welcome to the Santiago Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. Davey Hamilton joins us now, getting ready to pilot the fastest seat in sports. And Davey, question has been, primary or alternates in terms of the Firestone Firehawks? Do we have an answer yet?
Well, I think Mark is for sure going to be the black primary tires, the alternates, especially after talking to a lot of the drivers at driver intros. The reds are soft, but they feel like a wet tire on dry asphalt. They slide around a little bit. They have grip. They don't have grip. And I think that the drivers just want off of those. Not that they go bad. It's just they don't have that consistency. They don't really have the speed that we usually see on those red, softer sidewall tires. Now, saying that, Mark, is the black tires, I think, definitely the way to go. I think we'll see majority of the race being ran on those harder compound black sidewall standard tires. But even those, late in the run, the car starts sliding around. Even with this new asphalt, it just has a different feel. The cars are tracking down the straightaway, not completely straight. A lot of craziness with the tires here at Road America. I know with this new asphalt, Firestone did a great job on repaving and building a tire for this new pavement.
Many examples of grip going away almost without warning. How do you fix that if you're a driver?
Well, you know, you're going to have to use all your tools. Matter of fact, you got anti-roll bars, and that's the biggest thing that you have to work with as a driver. Talking to Jack Harvey, they're coming across the stage. He said, yeah, I got my tools, but, man, after on the reds in one lap, I already used my front bar. I just had my rear bar left to try to soften up to get more grip. So I think those tools are going to run out of adjustment pretty rapidly. I was able to talk to Ryan Hunter Ray, too. We're going to keep an eye on him. You know, he said, man, what a track for me to come back to. This thing is so difficult and such a challenge. It's like jumping in the deep end and not knowing what's going on. But it's going to be a fun event, obviously. Colton Herta, you know, we talked to him earlier today, Mark, and he even said, hey, the balance of my car changed. I was really loose in that final warm-up this morning. So, you know, we even watch guys that have a lot of speed as well.
10 times over its history, this race has gone caution-free. Runoff areas can be somewhat forgiving. That helps with that. So that's the challenge, isn't it, with planning strategy? You might have to alter it on the fly today.
Yeah, I think so, Mark. And I, as much as we all love to see no yellow flags in any race to go straight through, I don't see that happening today with the inconsistency of the tire grip, with the inconsistency of really knowing which tire is the best at what time. And I just think that to pass here, it's so fast, Mark. You have to take big gambles, especially down in turn one, turn five, Canada corner. I think we've seen a lot of cars off track, a lot of spins, a lot of incidents earlier. I think it's going to happen today. I think you have to take big risk moves to try to gain positions on this race.
Well, have fun in that fastest seat of sport. Give them a good, safe drive. We'll talk to you in the booth in just a little while.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
And when we come back, we will hear from the front row, your pole sitter, Colton Herta, and Pato Award. Two drivers looking for a strong second half of the season make up the front row. Our Alex Wolf catches up with Pato Award.
Well, Pato Award getting pictures taken with some of his fans. And Pato, real quick, as you get ready for the Santiago Grand Prix, the question on everybody's mind, how long are these reds going to last?
They were heat cycled, so I'd assume that they would be a little bit better than what it was there. I don't think we were the only ones having issues with them. But they've definitely been a theme this weekend. So, we'll see how the strategies play out.
Top five run in the warm-up this morning. You've been so close on so many occasions this season. What do you think? Is this the day you finally get that first win of 2023?
I don't know. I'll let you know in a few hours.
We'll see as Mexico's Pato Award swarmed by the fans. He'll try to join fellow countryman Hector Rabaque as an IndyCar winner at Road America.
Second step on the podium three times this season for Pato Award. It's the 10th pole for Colton Herta. Here's Joel Sebastianelli.
Colton Herta's 10th pole comes where he got his first, Road America. Do you expect this to be the kind of race where everybody gets off the red tires as soon as possible?
It's still so unclear to me. I don't think the Reds are very good. And I don't really know if they'll make a stint. So if that's not the case, then what are people going to do? It's probably going to seem like some people will try to force stop. I'm not sure if that's the right thing to do yet. It's very unclear to me still what we're going to do here.
You said yesterday your qualifying setup was on rails. How close is the setup for race day to what you ran yesterday?
We kind of took a step back. We were very loose this morning, so we got to figure that out. It seems like track changed, or just that heavy fuel load doesn't agree with the tires. So we'll look at it, and we'll make some adjustments and hopefully make it a little bit better. But, we weren't terrible. We just, unfortunately, we got to the fast six, and we used a lot of tires to get to it, and then another new set. So we didn't really have a lot of good tires to run. So that's kind of why we were a little bit further down than what we're projected to do based off of yesterday. But feel good, feel ready to go.
We wish you the best of luck. Colton Herta will lead the field to green at Road America.
Thank you very much, Joel. Thank you, Alex. You'll be joined momentarily by Georgia Henneberry as we get this race underway. Close to the bottom of the hour, we can update you on the points as we get ready to go racing today. Alex Belleau leads Marcus Erickson by 51 points. Joseph Newgarden is 70 points back. Scott Dixon, 79 points back. Pato Award trails by 82 points. Alexander Rossi, 97 points back. And Scott McLaughlin is 98 points back. Will Power is in the eighth position, 101 points back. So Alex Belleau with a fairly comfortable advantage hopes to pad that lead today as Erickson, Newgarden, Dixon, Award, Rossi, and McLaughlin give chase. We talked a little bit about the repaving. It all began last fall here in October. October 3rd, in fact. It took about a month to do. Some 7,000 geometric control points were established to maintain the character of the track. The repave was put back exactly as it was found, including the character. They hauled off some 17,000 tons using 860 dump trucks. The repave materials consisted of over 800 dump trucks of new material. Been five different winners in seven races in the 2023 campaign. Joseph Newgarden, Alex Belleau, the only repeat winners. It's time to go trackside for pre-race festivities.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your hats as the City of Sheboygan Fire Department presents our nation's colors. Please remain standing as Chaplain Jason Holt of IndyCar Ministries offers today's invocation.
Father God, we thank you for the gift of life and for creating such a beautiful place to have a racetrack. God, we lift up each one of our brave service men and women serving abroad and within our borders, guarding and protecting our freedoms to gather and pray like this today. And so, God, we lift up our drivers, teams, safety personnel, and these great fans that we would have a great, smooth, and safe day of racing. But most of all, we say thank you for the abundant love available to all through the cross of Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Here today to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome local performing artist Anton Pietenspol.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Road America proudly welcomes the 22nd Air Refueling Wing and the 355th Wing for a military flyover during these pre-race festivities. The 22nd Air Refueling Wing, based out of McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita, Kansas, piloting a KC-135 Stratotanker. Directly behind the KC-135 will be the 355th Wing, based out of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson. So three A-Wing Warthogs honoring our country, our heroes, and paying tribute to the 100th anniversary of air refueling. And we'll be back. Pre-race festivities continue. Green flags scheduled for the bottom of the hour. Detroit Grand Prix moved from Belle Isle to the streets of downtown Detroit, and it was an interesting day. A dominant day for Alex Belleau, as you heard it right here on IndyCar Radio. As the green flag flies, and they roar into turn number three.
They're two, three wide, and it's Alex Palou that will lead the field. Romain Grosjean's got some advantage. Marcus Ericsson, the big mover. He nearly has contact with Joseph Newgarden. Joseph Newgarden got contact with Scott Dixon, and we have one of the cars in the tire barrier. That's Callum Ilott. So Ilott's done, but they're green after that.
And the green flag flies, the restart. Will Power taking a look to both sides of Alex Palou.
And Will Power will pop to the outside of Alex Palou, will not be able to make that pass, but now swings to the inside. What a move for Will Power on those softer green tires. We'll get around Alex Palou. Dixon trying to get around his teammate as well.
So the question becomes, can Scott Dixon do what Will Power did? Answer for now is no. Power starts to check out just a little bit. Then it's Alex Palou, followed by Scott Dixon, then Felix Rosenquist.
But here comes Alex Palou, Michael.
Great run out of turn number two for Alex Palou. He's closed within a car length. He'll look to the inside. Now he'll pop to the outside. This is the battle for the lead. Will Power will lock him up, and Alex Palou will dive underneath. Alex Palou will go to the lead over Will Power.
And so Alex Palou, who has that rear end, step out just a little bit once he makes that pass, now hopes that his teammate Scott Dixon will have clear sights on him, because Dixon, who's running at third, he's going to try to get around Will Power. Not able to do so in turn number five. All of this happening behind the leader, Alex Palou.
Will Power pops to the outside of Alex Palou. They'll drag race down Jefferson Avenue. Power will break a little bit later than Palou. Still side by side. The over-under as Scott Dixon makes contact with Will Power. Dixon will lose a spot to Alexander Rossi. Will Power slows, and we'll see Felix Rosenquist go around as well.
And the popularity of the legend continues to grow. The Advance Auto Parts checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Palou is going to go to victory lane. He wins the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear.
It was very busy. We knew it was going to be busy. It's always street course racing, and it's always IndyCar. So super happy to be back here in victory lane, the first time with the Ridgeline Lubricants car. So we had everything we needed today, all the power. We were able to hit the fuel mileage we needed to get the strategy right. And honestly, it was a ton of fun to race here at the new Detroit track.
The NTT IndyCar Series continues to lead the field in the race for equality and change. Louisa Macer is here with this week's On Track with Diversity, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R and benefits consultant.
Matteo Nannini is an Italian-Argentine driver who currently competes in Indy Next, presented by Firestone for Juncos Hollinger Racing. After securing his first win in Indy, Matteo shares with us how his fans are helping to drive him one step closer to IndyCar.
I'm the only Italian / Argentinian driver on the field, so it's always nice to see the support from both countries whenever I'm able to score a good result. And given the fact that also my team is Argentinian, you know, it's like a big family, and that for sure is a help on confidence-wise, but also when I have to speak with my team, it's much easier, we speak the same language. It just makes my job a little bit easier.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years, in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher. To learn more, visit AJG.com.
14 turns, a little over 4 miles in length. We need help to cover all the action today. We have three of the absolute best in the business to do just that. They crest the hill at the start-finish line and head downhill into turn number one, which is anything but calm, especially at the start. That's where we have dispatched Nick Yeoman this afternoon.
Looking forward to this one, Mark James. It's become one of my favorite racetracks on the planet, Road America. There are campers to the inside of turn number one. A lot of fans have already set up with their lawn chairs and golf carts ready to watch the action. There's a kids zone and a grandstand to the outside of turn number one. Turn one is technically a 90-degree corner. You're heading west once you leave the corner, south down the front straightaway. There's red and yellow curbing to the inside of turn number one. Probably want to stay off of that curbing, though, because this isn't your average 90-degree corner. This is a very, very fast corner, one of the fastest on the racetrack. You've got that brand new asphalt laid down in turn number one, about two lanes of a runoff area to the exit that drivers are going to be using, and then plenty of gravel way to the outside of the corner if, God forbid, we do have an accident. Once they leave turn number one, there is technically a turn two. I kind of think it's like Bigfoot or maybe the Loch Ness Monster. They say it exists. I'm not entirely sure it does, but technically there is a turn two. Turn number three is a right-hander, another good opportunity to pass. Then they roar through the gearbox, accelerating, heading all the way down the hill underneath the Sargento Bridge, where Michael Young, they'll be in your view there in turn number five.
Well, good afternoon, Nick Yeoman. 3,880 feet, 13 football fields from turn three to turn five. The fans, the most I've ever seen here at Road America. The tight 100-degree turn, turn number five, and then the field will climb back up a 150-foot hill. They will dive underneath the Corvette Bridge and negotiate a left-hander, which is turn number six. The Moraine Sweep is what they call turn four to five. And Jake Query, it's going to be a thrilling afternoon as we get set to go here at America's National Park of Speed.
Yeah, it's an interesting area here, the racetrack that I will watch. Michael, thank you so much. It's a right-hander that is turn number seven. Shortly thereafter, a left that is turn number eight. And then the area of the track known as the carousel. It is turns nine and ten. Technically speaking, it's just kind of one long sweeping right-hander that goes around plenty of the tents, the camping areas that have popped up here and are always here at Road America for this weekend. It's a big track, Mark. It's a fun track, and it's going to be an awful lot of fun to call here as the Indy cars take to this massive facility.
Once they navigate their way off of turn number 11, it's time to set up for Canada Corner, which is a right-hander turn number 12. Again, there's invisible rumble strips to the naked eye to driver's left, and if you hit them, it upsets the balance of the race car. And then get awfully fast through 13 to the setup for turn number 14. 14 is a tight right-hander. It's got a runoff area to the high side. Many have visited there, and if you get in there, you may not come out without help. Going to be a wild day. Let's get ready to get it all started and go trackside.
Race fans, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports. Here to give the command for the Sancio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. Please welcome the Vice President of Financial Insurance for Premier Truck Group, Dave Wirth.
Happy Father's Day. Drivers, start your engine!
Here's today's NTT IndyCar Series starting lineup, presented by Advance Auto Parts. Row 14.
Ryan Hunter-Reay, United States.
Row 13.
Helio Castroneves, Brazil.
Stingray Rob, United States.
Row 12.
Jack Harvey, United Kingdom.
Scott Dixon, New Zealand.
Row 11.
Will Power, Australia.
Agustin Canapino, Argentina.
Row 10.
Simon Pagenaud, France.
Romain Grosjean, France.
Row 9.
Scott McLaughlin, New Zealand.
Callum Ilott, United Kingdom.
Row 8.
Felix Rosenqvist, Sweden.
Rinus VK, the Netherlands.
Row 7.
Graham Rahal, United States of America.
David Malukas, United States.
Row 6.
Devlin DeFrancesco, Canada.
Santino Ferrucci, United States.
Row 5.
Benjamin Peterson, Denmark and United States.
Marcus Ericsson, Sweden.
Row 4.
Marcus Armstrong, New Zealand.
Christian Lundgaard, Denmark.
Row 3.
Kyle Kirkwood, United States.
Alexander Rossi, United States.
Row 2.
Joseph Newgarden, United States.
Alex Palou, Spain.
On the outside of row 1.
Patricio Ward, Monterrey, Mexico.
And starting on the pole,
Colton Herta, United States.
Today's starting lineup is presented by Advance Auto Parts, the official checkered flag of the NTT IndyCar Series.
Got to be an interesting day to watch the various strategies and the mindsets unfold. And our pit reporter is going to give us insight as to what and who they will be watching today. Let's start first by welcoming in Georgia Henneberry.
Well, I'm keeping my eye on the number 5 Arrow McLaren Chevrolet of Pato O'Ward, who starts second in today's Sancio GP. In the last two races, Pato has made moves, ultimately ending his day. But this season alone, he has 3 runner-up finishes, which leads me to believe Pato is more hungry than ever for a win and is going to do whatever it takes to get there. Road America, the home of Pato's first NTT IndyCar Series pole career in 2020. And let's not forget, Arrow McLaren had a test here just a week ago that proved helpful, not for just Pato, but teammates Felix Rosenquist and Alexander Rossi, who topped the charts in each practice session leading up to today's event.
Joel Sebastianelli.
Thanks, Mark. I'm going to keep an eye right at pit in on the 26, our pole sitter. There's been a pressing question this season among fans. Which Colton Herta are we going to get? Just won top 5 this season. That was a 4th at Long Beach. But this weekend has looked like a return to electrifying full send form, hasn't it? Off track at times and on rails, in his words, qualifying on pole. He admitted they took a step back this morning in warm-up, also another slight step off the racing surface. But Herta will look to recapture that magic the only way he knows how and go for win number 8 of his career. It would be his first with Scott Harner on the timing stand dash strategist as opposed to his dad, Brian Herta.
And Alex Wolf.
And Mark, I'll be keeping an eye on our points leader and the winner last week on the streets of Detroit, Alex Palou. He had a crash early in the Saturday morning practice session yesterday. His confidence was not shaken one bit when I talked to him. That team brought the car out just as qualifying was beginning, had to change the entire right side of the car that was damaged, and Palou put it up towards the front, the inside of row 2, the 2021 champion of the race here at Road America, looking strong once again, looking for his third win in the last 4 races as we get ready to go racing at Road America and head back to the booth and Mark James.
And we've got the one-to-go signal at the start-finish line, and Nick Yeoman still single file, but we expect him to be at a vastly different pace once they get back around to you.
Yeah, it's such a large racetrack here, 4 miles in length. They don't have to necessarily get in those familiar rows of 2 quite yet. Rear of the field making their way through turn number 1 right now, and boy, there are some heavy hitters. How can Will Power and Scott Dixon get to the front of the field? The rear of the field all clear here for the final time under pace lap speed. Michael Young, we're getting set to go racing here at Elkhart Lake.
How big is this place? Well, they're just leaving turn number 1. The front of the field already through turn number 5 as they climb the hill. Joseph Newgarden and Alexander Rossi battle for position as they get set to set those rows of 2. A beautiful day. Grandstands packed. Colton Herta fans mixed in between a sea of Arrow McLaren papaya orange. Jake, it's going to be a thriller this afternoon here at Road America.
For so many years, Michael, when this facility was not back on the IndyCar schedule, so many drivers had clamored saying we have to get back to Road America, and this is exactly why. Gorgeous facility, beautiful racetrack, new paving here that creates an interesting dynamic and storyline. The tires, how they will affect today on the softer compound, the primary tires, so many things to keep an eye on as they work their way through the carousel area in turns 10 and 11. The pole sitter, Colton Herta, with Pato O'Ward just behind him, just behind the pace car. The field now begins to exit turn number 11. And Mark, it won't be long before in America's Dairyland, the Indy cars are at top speed at Road America.
I got to say, Davey Hamilton, piloting the fastest seat in sports, our good friend Dr. Kevin Scheid has done a great job of those 20 plus surgeries on you. You did a great job of getting back to the booth.
Well, thanks. I have it all laid out the start of the weekend, that's for sure, Mark. I don't want to miss the start of these races and have to have that good the good feet that Dr. Chad gave me to get back up here.
Yeah, and I've got a good knee thanks to him. Getting ready to get the other one done a little bit later on this year. But enough about that. Let's go to the front row where Colton Herta starts alongside Pato O'Ward, Alex Palou, Joseph Newgarden, Alexander Rossi. Then it's Kyle Kirkwood, Christian Lundgaard, Armstrong, Erickson, Benjamin Peterson, the up-and-coming rookie for A.J. Foyt Racing, starting in the 10th position. They're off of turn number 14. The formation looks absolutely fabulous
And the RPMs will go up as they reach the top of the hill, and we'll wait for the green flag to fly to get the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America presented by AMR underway. They're at the crest of the hill, across the start-finish line. Green flag flies, and Colton Herta takes the early lead, but the battle for second is side-by-side into turn one.
And it looks like Alex Palou is going to look for second as they all rocket into turn number one. And Kyle Kirkwood spins off the back of Pato Award's car. It's a one-car incident. Kirkwood didn't hit anything. Markey's going to fall all the way to the rear of the field.
And he had struggles yesterday with equipment in qualifying, which relegated him to sixth in the Fast Six. Meanwhile, the field continues at speed. Top two, Herta, Award, continue to battle it out. Palou has grabbed that second spot, we should say. Meanwhile, Palou and Newgarden, or Award and Newgarden, they're battling behind him.
Battle for third. They're already up the hill. Joseph Newgarden pushed off the track. Marcus Armstrong will take over that third position, but Jake, the rest of the field, clean through turn number six.
So the leader is Colton Herta, and then behind him you have Palou, followed by Armstrong, and then Newgarden. Newgarden has behind him Alexander Rossi. Leader into the carousel area, Colton Herta, the pole sitter. He had a little bit of mayhem behind him. That's just fine in the eyes of that Gainbridge machine. Five car length advantage now over Palou, working his way off turn number nine. Then about six back before you get to Armstrong, and then Joseph Newgarden.
Back to turn one and Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, the AMR IndyCar safety crew has spun Kyle Kirkwood's car back around. As for right now, we stay green. It's a local yellow, but they have to get him refired. And Mark, the leaders sound like they are probably heading towards the front straightaway. Kirkwood peels away, but it was just too close. We're going to go full course yellow here at Road America.
Caution on the course, an opening lap incident involving Kyle Kirkwood here at the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America. Opening lap incident here at the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America. Davey Hamilton, you've gotten a couple of looks at the replay. It happened between Pato Award and Kyle Kirkwood.
Yeah, what happened is Kirkwood got into turn one just a little bit too hard on that opening lap mark and got into the back of Pato. I don't think it damaged Pato's car. You could see a rubber mark on the front of Kirkwood's car, so it may have some tire damage on Pato, but it spun Kirkwood around. He stalled it. They had to come and start him back up, and he's off again. Going to try to catch up to the back of this field mark and then come in a pit.
Benjamin Peterson, a promising day for him, just got a bit more tedious to try to navigate. He got knocked off course. He's fallen to the rear of the field.
Yeah, actually, both the Foyt cars got knocked off. I see it looked like Rossi, I think, got into, I think it's Rossi, may have been Rosenquist. One of the aero cars pushed Ferrucci off their course going into turn five. And then Peterson, I didn't see who it was, but boy, they pushed him way off in turn seven, win the grass, gathered up, but finds himself now back in that 26th position.
So again, that happened in turn one on the opening lap. We'll give you the full field now. Get ready to complete lap number two of the 55 to be contested today. Herta holds point. He's the leader. Palou is up second. Armstrong, Newgarden, and Rossi the top five. Lundgaard, Award, DeFrancesco, Erickson, Ferrucci. VK, Ilott, Rosenquist, Rahal, the McLaughlin through 15th. Then Canapino, Grosjean, Pagano, Malukas, Dixon, Power, Castro Neves. Ryan Hunter-Reay is 23rd. Jack Harvey is 24th. Stingray Robb is 25th. Benjamin Peterson, 26th. Kyle Kirkwood shown at 27th. Alex Wolff, Pitt Road starting to be a busy place.
Yes, it is. We're starting to see a little bit of a strategy call up in my section as it looks like we have Will Power, Roman Grosjean, and Scott Dixon coming in for Grosjean, Dixon, and I believe Power as well. They're on the alternate red, so they'll get off of those, go on to the primary blacks. They'll get to work, they'll finish the work, they'll tap off the field, and they are all down and away.
Georgia Henneberry.
Kyle Kirkwood brought the Andretti Autosport number 27 to the attention of his crew. The Firestone Blacks came off. The Firestone Reds came on once over just to assess if there was any damage with the contact with Pato Award, but he is off.
Joel Sebastianelli.
David Malukas, Stingray Robb, Elio Castroneves, and Jack Harvey all getting off the red tires and onto the black. One notable who did not come in, Santino Ferrucci. He was the highest qualifier to start on the reds. They talked about it with Larry Foyt and decided to stay out.
That pit strategy unfolding early, Davey Hamilton.
Yeah, it sure is. And that's what we called early. I thought, get the reds, and if her early yellow comes out. And if you're in the back of the field, what do you have to lose? Come in, get off those reds, knowing that they're not going to last very long. Get on the primary black tires and just run this race.
So Colton Herta is P1.
They won't get by with three. It's still going to take four stops, I'm pretty sure, to get through this. But now they're on a tire that I think they can be more competitive on throughout this race.
Yeah, excuse me, Davey. Colton Herta is P1, then Pillow, then Armstrong, Newgarden, and Rossi, the top five. Lundgaard, Award, DeFrancesco, Erickson, and Ferrucci, the top ten. We have had some movers. Augustine Canepino is +6. Armstrong is +5. Callum Ilott is +5, along with Elio Castroneves and Devlin DeFrancesco. Those that have fallen off, in addition to Kirkwood and Peterson, Malukas was down 9 spots before he made that pit stop. So, Davey, we anticipate a pretty clean restart because obviously a vastly different set of circumstances for these teams and drivers now that we're back to those single-file restarts.
Well, we're about to find that out. It sometimes gets interesting because they draft off each other, maybe a little better. I think we're going to see some fighting, as we already see Marcus Erickson going off before they even come around for the green flag. But Colton Herta looks like have a real good jump coming up the hill.
Yeah, got a great jump, climbs the hill. He'll cross the start-finish line and have a comfortable advantage. However, the advantage not too comfortable for Alex Pillow. Here comes Marcus Armstrong.
Pillow's going to look to the inside. He's trying to defend Marcus Armstrong. Armstrong's going to have to slot in to that third spot, but it's Colton Herta leading the field. Much cleaner, Mark James, on this restart. Everybody out of turn one.
Yeah, pretty much single filed except for Christian Lundgaard. He's able to work his way around Alexander Rossi, so move him from sixth up to fifth. So the top five, Herta, Pillow, Armstrong, Newgarden, and Lundgaard as they head to Michael Young.
As Colton Herta set sail for turn number 5 through the Moraine sweep, it's still Alex Pillow in that second position, but the battle further back for that sixth position, Alexander Rossi, Pato Award. Pato almost got in the rear end of Alexander Rossi as the two Arrow McLaren drivers drive up the hill to turn number 7.
So it's teammate on teammate crime, if you will, in the battle for 6 between Rossi, who is in car number 7, Award, who's in car number 5. That is the battle for the sixth position. Has not settled itself out as they enter into the carousel. Everybody now tiptoes single file into that area of 9 and 10. A little bit further back in the field, there was one car that made a move. That was Romain Grosjean. But the leader again up front is Colton Herta with Pillow just behind him. He's got about an 8-car length advantage and then 3 back to Marcus Armstrong.
Must mention to Davey, a little bit further back, Grosjean, Dixon, Power. They're running together again. And Grosjean forced Will Power to high to the right on the racetrack.
I knew you were going to see that one, Mark. For sure they are. And that would cause a big problem earlier in the week. Right now, Power on that side of Dixon going through Canada Corner doesn't quite have enough to make it. But you're right. Those three have already had issues this week. We'll see how they behave now.
And Davey, Pato Award has been ordered to give up 2 positions for blocking on lap number 1.
Yeah, and that was, I knew it was one of the McLaren cars, but Ferrucci had a great run on him, and out of nowhere just moved over and shoved him in the grass. So you got to play fair, or you're going to get penalized for it. So that's probably a penalty he deserves.
Pretty good battle right now. It's the battle for the fourth position. It's Joseph Newgarden and Christian Lundgaard. Newgarden has it. Lundgaard wants it. He is tucked right up underneath the rear wing of Joseph Newgarden. Back up front, it's Herta, Pillow, Armstrong. Then that battle, Newgarden, Lundgaard with Rossi, DeFrancesco, and O'Ward giving chase into turn 5.
Through the Moraine sweep they come. Colton Herta, 8 car lengths ahead of second place running. Alex Pillow. Then it's Marcus Armstrong side by side for that fourth position. And Joseph Newgarden will push Christian Lundgaard off the track. Lundgaard will dive right in front of the machine of Devlin DeFrancesco. But boy, he lost a couple of spots there, Jake.
Yeah, Alexander Rossi was the other to take advantage of that. So now it's Herta with Pillow and then Armstrong followed by Newgarden. Rossi is right on the heels of Newgarden. He's going to try to make a move on that fourth position turn number 8. Not able to make the move just yet. Joseph Newgarden in that PPG machine, who is running it fourth, now has his mirrors full of his fellow American Alexander Rossi as they work their way all the way through the carousel, and the leader Colton Herta through turn number 11.
And Alex Wolf is in the pit box of Joseph Newgarden.
Well, you could definitely say that Joseph Newgarden follows the team orders and commands. Tim Sindrick had gotten on the radio and told him that they were going to stay on fuel code 50 for one more lap. And he told him, don't give up any positions. And he certainly did everything that it took to follow that order.
Front three, with some measure of separation, Colton Herta has opened up his lead to 0.8 seconds over Alex Pillow. Armstrong currently running in the third position. He's 1.7 seconds behind the leader. Newgarden and Rossi. That continues to be interesting, Nick Gilman. That is the battle for the fourth position as it heads your way.
So if Newgarden turns up the wick on this lap, will he be able to hold off Alexander Rossi? It's a good battle. They're separated by just two car lengths, Mark. Newgarden ahead of Rossi through turn two.
Joseph gets a nice run down the hill into turn number three, and he's going to hold on to that spot for now. Lundgaard, DeFrancesco, Ferrucci, Award, and Erickson giving chase. Herta holds that lead at 0.8 of a second. Again, as the battle for fourth continues, Newgarden and Rossi to Michael Young.
The front three have about an 8-car length gap between each other. Then it's Joseph Newgarden in that fourth position. Rossi about 2-car lengths behind. Everybody single file, but further back in the field. We've got a battle for position. Callum Ilott and the 21 of Ryan Hunter-Reay. They'll climb up the hill as Felix Rosenquist jumps in that battle as well.
Another nice move that has been made since the restart is that of Santino Ferrucci, because he was running in the 10th position. But keep in mind, he is the only in the top 10 on the softer red tires. We wondered how they would hold up. So far, he's made up two spots. But what everybody's chasing right now is the Gainbridge machine of Colton Herta, who works his way around the carousel and sets up now for turn number 11.
Really good battles among the top 10. That fourth place battle we've been watching, Newgarden and Rossi, Ferrucci and Award, the battle for eighth, pretty good. Ilott and BK also is interesting. That's a battle for the 12th position. Your top five with five laps complete. Herta, Pelot, Armstrong, Newgarden, and Rossi at the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. Six laps complete of the 55 to be contested. Colton Herta's opened it up to 9/10. Alex Pelot is second. Third is Armstrong. Those three fairly comfortable, but Nick Yeoman, not much has been decided, really, from fourth on back. Newgarden, Rossi, Lundgaard, DeFrancesco, and more.
No, Rossi's kind of hanging behind Newgarden. He's got Lundgaard a couple car lengths back, and then a good run for Devlin DeFrancesco. Pato Award really doing a good job of just holding off a charge by Santino Ferrucci. But, Mark, all those cars separated by two or three car lengths.
Yeah, and Award is trying to rebound from what happened on the opening lap. It forced it to be a penalty to give up a couple of spots, starting on the outside of the front row. Michael Young trying to make a strong recovery as the field heads back to turn five.
Colton Herta, four car lengths over Alex Pelot, then Marcus Armstrong. The big battle right now is the battle for fourth. Joseph Newgarden, Alexander Rossi, Jake Del Cross underneath the Corvette Bridge. Exit turn number six and head to turn seven.
Yeah, these two have been almost glued to one another for the last couple of circuits, as a matter of fact, talking about Newgarden and as well Alexander Rossi as they work their way now down towards the bottom of the carousel. Still, Rossi not able to close in on that two machine of Joseph Newgarden. It's Herta the leader, followed by Alex Pelot, and then Marcus Armstrong.
Davey, we can put a period on the issue involving Kyle Kirkwood. Race control says avoidable contact, and the 27 car had to drop to the rear of the field. He's back at 26 now.
Back at 26, which he didn't really gain too many positions, to be honest with you, so he didn't have to fall back a long ways. Now it's time for him to get after it. The last lap he ran a 148, the car in front of him, which was Peterson, a 145. So we'll see if he has speed for the back. We know he's been fast all weekend, put himself in quite a deficit by the start of the race, but we'll see how far he can work his way back forward.
In terms of the strategy, do you now know if you're happy with the decisions between the primary and the alternate?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that the strategy to be on these primaries is a blessing for a majority of these drivers. We still have five drivers out there, which is Ferrucci, Ilott, Peterson, Kirkwood, and Capanino that don't have they have the reds on. But they'll get them off soon, and I think you're going to see a black race from here on out for those that started on the reds that already have their stint out. So there's going to be some of these drivers like up front, Colton Herta.
And maybe we've got a spin. It looks like Pato Award has gone off course in turn number three.
That's Rosenquist.
It's Felix Rosenquist. Those cars pretty much identically liveried. It's a little difficult to tell distance of the camera. He's going to get back on the course, though, Davey, but he went for a spin off of turn number three.
Yeah, he's been fighting back there for a while with that VK. Be honest, VK, Dixon in that area. And I'm glad I'm not the only one that mixes those McLaren cars up, Mark, because all three of them look identical to me. I mean, I know there's some subtle changes, but, boy, you really got to pay attention to which car which car we're watching on the McLaren team.
Yeah, he was looking to get himself into the top 10, Davey, and you're getting a look at the replay now.
Ooh, you know, I think he had some help there, to be really honest with you. He made a fairly decent outside pass on VK. And looked like, or actually an inside pass coming down off at turn one through turn two. Had him cleared, went to the outside. VK tried to shoot underneath of him. I'm pretty sure VK is going to get a penalty for that one.
Yeah, we'll see when and if Renus VK hears from race control and what he might hear. We'll complete nine laps this time by. It's Herta, Pavot, and Armstrong. Those guys have stepped out a little bit. Pretty good distancing between those three, but Nick Yeoman continues to be fairly tight from fourth on back, especially Newgarden, Rossi, Lundgaard, and Pato Award, who's trying to get back up among the front runners.
Yeah, Pato Award's the one that's on the charge. A lap ago, Mark, he got around Devlin DeFrancesco. I believe that gave him the seventh position. Now he's got his sights set on that bright green car, Christian Lundgaard, separated by two car lengths. A good battle for six.
Yeah, those four running together, and before long, just behind them, Devlin DeFrancesco, who is running in the eighth position now, is going to see his mirrors fill up of Marcus Ericsson. Ferrucci and McLaughlin running behind them, but the leader's already back to Michael Young in turn five.
Yeah, Colton Herta with a nice lead over Alex Palou, but further back in that field, the battle we were talking about, Alexander Rosti, Christian Lundgaard, Pato Award, Jake, they're up and through the Corvette Bridge already, but about a car length separating those three cars.
Rossi running fifth, Lundgaard right on his rear wing in the sixth position, and then as you had mentioned, it is Pato Award just behind, watching it very intently. Then behind him, DeFrancesco, Ericsson very close. Leader into the carousel, talking about Colton Herta, but again, keeping an eye through 9 and 10 on that battle between, and when I say 9 and 10, I mean turns 9 and 10, between Rossi and Lundgaard. Alexander Rossi is still able to maintain a 2.5 car length lead.
A couple of veterans, Davey, we expected to try to move up during this race. It's not been easy for Scott Dixon and Will Power to do so. They're currently 16th and 18th respectively, and they're still running along with Romain Grosjean, who's 17th between them.
Yeah, it's just kind of odd that those three end up together. But you're right, they have a long day ahead of them. We knew they were going to have a long day. Now they just need to keep plugging away, making sure their teams orchestrate really good pit stops, and just take advantage of any opportunity they have in front of them if possible. And right now, Scott Dixon coming up on VK, who I would expect to be getting a penalty here soon.
10 laps complete this time by Herta, Pelot, Armstrong, Newgarden, and Rossi, the top five. Lundgaard, Award, Ericsson, DeFrancesco, and Ferrucci, the top 10 at the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. Eleven laps complete. Herta, Pelot, Armstrong, Newgarden, Rossi, the top five. Lundgaard, Award, Ericsson, McLaughlin, DeFrancesco, the top 10. Time now to check in on pit lane with a race engineer. Here's Joel Sebastianelli with our HPD engineering update.
Thank you, Mark. With Rebecca Johnson, the director of production. You guys are going for your ninth win here. Some races are circled on the calendar, and I'm sure Road America, being as historic and beloved as it is one of them. What would it mean to win here again?
It would be lovely to win here again. We've got a great history and great crowd, beautiful weekend. It'd be lovely to top that off with a win this weekend, number nine on our history books.
We thank you for your time. Trouble on track. That's the HPD performance update. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks to the good folks at Honda. And right now, Davey, they're pretty happy. They've got the top three spots, Chevy in positions 4 and 5. Honda has the lead in that championship chase for the manufacturers.
Yeah, right now this is what they want, as Colton Herta comes in for another set of blacks. Going to wait for put those reds on at the end of the day, it looks like.
And let's go to Joel Sebastianelli.
Colton Herta going out on a new set of black tires. No adjustment. Said the car was great. 7.5 seconds.
Alex Wolf.
And Alex Pelot comes in, hits the marks perfectly. Blacks go off, blacks go on. Tear off is taken off. Watching for a front wing adjustment. It doesn't happen, and he's down and away.
Georgia Hanaberry.
Marcus Ericsson brought number 8 to the attention of his crew. The blacks came off, the reds went on. He waited for a little bit to take off, maybe waiting for a position to get in on pit lane, but he is down and away.
Nick Yeoman, can you give us a roll call off pit road?
Yeah, I do believe Felix Rosenquist might have been the only driver, Mark, that stayed out, so I think he's going to inherit the lead. But they exited pit lane much like they entered. Colton Herta was the first off, then Alex Pelot. Big winner looked like Joseph Newgarden. I think he jumped Marcus Armstrong, and then behind Armstrong was the 7 machine of Alexander Rossi.
And the woes continue for Kyle Kirkwood on pit road. Georgia Hanaberry.
It looks like Kyle Kirkwood may have overshot his pit box. They put it up on the stands, rolled it back to his pit box. The red came off, the blacks went on, and he is off now.
Updates from pit road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Couple of things to catch up on. most notably, Davey, some of the traffic issues we just saw on pit road.
Yeah, and what happened there is, yeah, a car was exiting, and I think that that Kirkwood seen that car exiting instead of running into it. He just stopped out on the second lane too far back. They had to push him back. So kind of being courteous, really, because you're not supposed to send a car out when there's a car coming in. So he was just being courteous to that car, but find himself in the back of the field, probably no gain to try to fight that for that position.
And the off by Grosjean, Davey, Grosjean ran off into the gravel trap, killed the car. The AMR IndyCar safety crew is there now. You've had a chance to look at the replay. Looked like he was all by his lonesome on track.
Yeah, all by his lonesome, just went into turn three. The back of that car just stepped around quickly, and I think that has, you know, the bounce of these cars are pretty tricky with these tires and this new compound, this new surface. So boy, just another mistake by Grosjean, to be honest with you. Just unfortunately, it seems like there's always mistakes. He really pounds on that steering wheel a lot, I know, after it happens, but he's going to be a lap down. He's completely out of contention today for sure.
So once the cars came on and off pit road, that's when they decided to close the pits. And again, Felix Rosenqvist came onto pit road lap number two after his off. He did not come in. He inherits the lead. So it's Rosenqvist, Herta, Pallone, Newgarden, Armstrong, Rossi, Lundgaard, Award, McLaughlin, and Erickson, the top 10 here with the San Gio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. I want to thank McAllister's Deli for providing lunch to IndyCar Radio today. A fresh new app that bigger, better, sweeter rewards. Talking 10 points for every dollar. Free tea at sign-up. It's just because treats and the best part. You choose when and where to use your points. Download the McAllister's app, sign up, and start earning today. Learn more at McAllistersDeli.com/rewards. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. Felix Rosenqvist pitted while we were away. Top 10, Herta, Pallone, Newgarden, Armstrong, Rossi, Lundgaard, Award, McLaughlin, Erickson, DeFrancesco. Quick update from pit road with Alex Wolf.
Romain Grosjean came into the attention of the 28 crew. They changed the tires, gave it a quick once-over. He was down and away. Also in my section, Will Power came in for a splash of Shell fuel during this caution.
And Davey Hamilton, we said that Felix Rosenqvist had pitted on lap two after his off. He decided at the end of this stint to go ahead and come back onto pit road for another stop, and he'll drop back to 22nd, cycling the lead back to Colton Herta.
Yeah, I'm not so sure why he waited a lap to pit. That really puts it behind a lot of contenders. And, he should have pitted with the leaders because he was in that top 15, 16th area. But waiting now, what they might have done is just try to go that extra lap on fuel, just try to save a little fuel because the pit window is a little bit early, Mark. My guesstimation on pit window was right now, lap 14. So, pitting on lap 12 is just a bit early, especially on a 4-mile course.
We'll give it the full field rundown now. 15 laps complete when we go back to green flag racing. Herta, Pallone, Newgarden, Armstrong, and Rossi, the top five. Lundgaard, Award, McLaughlin, Erickson, and DeFrancesco, the top 10. Santino Ferrucci, 11th. VK is 12th. Scott Dixon is 13th. Simon Pagino is 14th. Ray Hall is 15th. Castro Neves is 16th. Harvey, 17th. Eilat, 18th. Hunter Ray is 19th. Benjamin Peterson is 20th. David Malukas, 21st. 22nd, Rosenqvist. Rob, 23rd. Kirkwood, 24th. 25th is Canapino. Will Power is 26th. Romain Grosjean is 27th and a lap down. Let's see. For the 11, an unsafe release has to give up one position, Davey. That's what we saw Marcus Armstrong, which caused that issue for Kyle Kirkwood. So Armstrong's got to give up a position for unsafe release from that pit box.
Yeah, the sad part, it penalized him a position, but it penalizes Kirkwood a lot of positions. But you can't do that. As you know, it's so hard. We've seen that at Indy. We've seen it so many places. When you're in your pit stall, you cannot send your car out until the first lane's clear. If there's somebody coming in and right in front of you, you have to wait until that car gets into its pit stall, and unfortunately they didn't do that.
Yeah, what's interesting, Davey, we're seeing a lot of replays on our multi-screen monitor, and I'll tell you, they're not playing nice so far, just 15 laps into this thing.
No, we talked about, hey, this has gone nonstop, no yellows six times, but I just had a feeling today it could be a little chaotic, just as hard as it is to gain spots, get positions on this track. But right now, you know, it seems to be, you know, not playing too nice early on here.
And Colton Herta blows it up a little bit, but the pace will quicken as they make their way through turn number 13 and then set up for 14, that last turn before they go uphill and get to the start-finish line. Again, they'll complete 15 laps this time by. Armstrong has given up that spot now, so it's Herta, Pelot, Newgarden, Rossi, and Armstrong, the top five. Lundgaard, Pato O'Ward, Scott McLaughlin, Marcus Ericsson, and Devlin DeFrancesco, the top 10. And the green flag flies as they restart, and we've got a car off in the runoff area, Davey, in turn number 14. It is the MyJack machine of Jack Harvey.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jack Harvey coming for the restart, ironically, coming off of 14. I know you picked the throttle up at 13. The green came out when he was back there, but it was just a little bit, odd that he, here's what happened. He was there to catch up on the field and ran up behind the field and was almost going to run into the back of him and just had to shoot off. So bad timing on Harvey's side. Puts him in the gravel pit. Now he's going to go. He will also be a lap down for this event.
Caution on the course again at the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. Our third caution of the day. This one, a single car incident on the restart involving Jack Harvey. Cooked it in a little too tight behind the rear of the field and was forced into the runoff area. And Davey, they pulled him across the gravel, got him back out onto the racetrack, got him refired, and he killed it before he could get back to pit road.
Yeah, he sure did. It looks like he's got fired back up again, and off he goes. Yeah, a lot of gravel flying out of that car in turn 14 right there. He's going to cross the track, come straight up pit lane. Inspect the damage to that nose piece, Mark, and more than likely change it. But they have a few brooms over there in turn 14 to get some of that gravel off the track before they restart this thing.
Well, one thing's for sure, when they do get into a runoff barrier, Davey, they certainly pull a lot of that stuff up and onto that race car.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, these cars, you know, with the aerodynamics that we have and the downforce, the way the underwing works and the air inlets, they trap and a lot of debris, whether it's grass, gravel, whatever it could be. So that's why it's so important to keep those areas clean. But yes, these cars hold a lot of debris, and you got to scrape it out of all those inlets before you take off again.
And a couple of those AMR IndyCar safety trucks, Davey, that have the blowers on them, they have dispatched them to that turn number 14, and they are indeed. We saw a lot of gravel being wiped off of that car and onto the racetrack, and race control saw that too, and those guys are cleaning that stuff. You don't want that in a racing group, that's for sure.
No, you get slick quick, by the way, if you do that. So and we watch right now Arenas VK. Oh, it was Arenas VK that was one of the cars. Kirkwood was Arenas VK that left early on that one and about took out Kirkwood. So pretty interesting. I'm not so sure VK won't be getting another penalty or a penalty. Not sure if he got one for that spin or not, but it seems like he's involved with a lot of controversy early on here.
Well, he has been shuffled back to the 23rd position, so what started out as a promising day for him has come unraveled a bit, and the same could be said of Kyle Kirkwood, although he has picked up a couple of spots. But, Davey, let's go back and revisit Kyle Kirkwood's weekend. I mean, he's been fast all weekend long in all the practice sessions. Got through to the round of six, and then a mechanical issue relegated him to sixth place. And, this race has not gotten off to a very good start for Kyle Kirkwood.
Yeah, it really hasn't. I mean, a little bit of his own doing going down into turn one. I mean, it's hard, though, Mark. I mean, I can't stress how hard it is to start a race, especially an IndyCar race, where you're all so packed tight together and you're anticipating braking zones. And he just missed it by a small amount and then got into the back of Pato O'Ward. Unfortunately, it really cost him the race. He's the one that spun and came to a stop and just kind of made his day worse by, when you went right on. He did not go a lap down, so that was one good thing, but it just put him in a bad position for the whole day.
So the timing and scoring has been updated now after that round of pit stops, so let's give you the full field rundown. Colton Herta is your leader. He's led 16 laps. Alex Pelot is being credited for having led one lap. Joseph Newgarden is third. Alexander Rossi is fourth. Marcus Armstrong is fifth. Christian Lundgaard is sixth. Seventh to Pato O'Ward. Eighth to Scott McLaughlin. Ninth to Marcus Ericsson. Tenth to Devlin DeFrancesco. Good run for him so far. Santino Ferrucci staying within striking distance of the top 10. He's 11th. Scott Dixon is boosted up to 12th. Simon Pagenaud 13th. Graham Rahal up to 14th. Elio Castroneves 15th. Callum Ilott 16th, Benjamin Peterson 17th, 18th is Ryan Hunter-Reay, David Malukas is 19th, Felix Rosenquist 20th, Stingray Robb is 21st, Kyle Kirkwood, as we mentioned, 22nd, with Remus VK 23rd. Augustin Canapino was 24th, 25th is Will Power, a lap down in 26th is Roman Grosjean, and a lap down Jack Harvey in the 27th position. So a couple of drivers we're keeping an eye on. This is seen as a turnaround weekend for Meyer Shank Racing, Davey. Mike Shank said that to start off the weekend on Friday. Looking pretty good for his drivers so far. Simon Pagenaud's up to 13th. And Elio Castroneves in the 15th position.
Yeah, they just need to do what they're doing today, Mark, and that is just hang in there, stay out of trouble, stay on racetrack, and try to take advantage of everybody else's mistakes, and that's going to help them, you know, not only get a little, you know, team morale going and by finishing some races and having some decent finishes, but hopefully they're going to find that little bit of magic to get them back towards the front. Talking to them a little earlier on, just surprising that they. He says just a little bit slow everywhere. He doesn't get it. He just feels like the straightaway speed's down a little bit. Then that makes the corner speed down a little bit. Seems like he's driving hard, but just not there. But right now is a good opportunity for him to have a good day.
An update from Pit Road with Joel Sebastianelli.
Everybody is talking about tires, and that includes Colton Herta. Most of these front runners have not run the red set yet. A couple notes from his radio said the red tires fall off for just about everybody around 9 or 10. That helps them with how long they're going to have to run those according to their current strategy. And he just said he's going to need a full lap to warm up his tires once they're ready to go green. The tires are awful on restarts. He compared it to like running on a street course.
Georgia Annaberry.
And I was able to catch up with the performance engineer of the number 5 paddle award, that is of Kate Gunlach, and she said, you know, there's just a lot of unknowns going into this race as well, and we're going to be learning along the way as we go. The longest stints they've been able to do so far are only 5 to 7 laps throughout the weekend, so they don't know when these tires are going to come off, but they have a good guess at it. They also think that the left rear is going to be the one to fall off first, and then the fronts, but as I mentioned, they're learning just as much as everyone else here.
Alex Wolf.
And on my end of pit lane for the second caution in a row, much like we saw during the Roman Grosjean incident. Will Power was told by his timing stand to come in again, and he stopped for about 3.5 seconds of Shell fuel, and the Verizon Chevrolet is back out. So Will Power playing the strategy game. They briefly teased maybe putting on the reds, but they went with fuel only on that stop.
Yeah, Rinus VK, Roman Grosjean, Davey, looked like they stopped for a splash of fuel as well.
Yeah, you know, and I think what that is that lap 12. Now, these yellows are helping, I'll have to say. Yellow flags do help fuel mileage, but that lap 12 just being a little bit early for a pit stop to make it through the. You know, I like that even 16 is better. I think it's a good number. 14, you can make it on fuel, but going under that is a gamble, so I think they're just trying to get back on a good fuel strategy.
That sweep through the pits, by the way, brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series, to turn 5 and Michael Young.
I think Will Power is still upset with Roman Grosjean as they came through turn 5. Power just ahead of Grosjean, and Grosjean was pushing Power. Looked like Power may have brake checked him ever so slightly as they started to climb the hill to turn 6.
Well, I guess, Davey, that's more subtle than a punch to the face, which I think
Yeah, that is a little more subtle. But you never want to use race cars as weapons. I always say that, too. So if a guy has a problem, don't use your race car to solve that problem. And, you know, I like Chili Bowl. I mean, we all heard of Chili Bowl. Like that, they say fighting is allowed as long as you do it on the front straightaway.
Well,
so maybe that's what we should have here.
I mean, if you got doors and fenders, you can lean on and push a little bit, but these aren't necessarily made for that. Let's hope we get into a good rhythm here. Should be an interesting restart. It has been so far. Colton Herta is your leader. 19 laps complete this time by as they cross the start-finish line. It's Herta, Pelot, Newgarden, Rossi, Armstrong, the top 5. Lundgaard, Award, McLaughlin, Erickson, DeFrancesco to turn number 1.
Restarts are where you can always be aggressive. Looks like Scott McLaughlin's looking to the inside. Marcus Armstrong is as well, trying to take 5th away from Alexander Rossi. Won't be able to do it. They'll stay single file. Colton Herta leads the train down to turn 3.
And Joseph Newgarden is one of those with the elbows plenty wide. The guy most active from our vantage point is the 45 machine of Christian Lundgaard. He's going high. He's going low. He's trying to look for every advantage he can to make up a spot. Armstrong is all over Alexander Rossi as well as they slip under the Sargento Bridge.
And already to turn number five as Armstrong slips underneath Alexander Rossi. Further back, near contact with Alexander, Marcus Ericsson, Devlin DeFrancesco, Ericsson, Jake went off course.
So by the time they get into the view of turn number seven, things have started to file out. Santino Ferrucci just made a move to get around the falling Ericsson. Scott Dixon there as well. And then it is Simon Pagenaud that got pushed into the grass before they get into turn number eight. He will blend back in right behind Kyle Kirkwood. That allows Benjamin Peterson to slide inside him. Mark, lots of mayhem at the back of the field. Colton Herta clean at the front of the field.
Benjamin Peterson made an erratic move. Davey almost gathered Stingray Robb and the rest of the rear of the field.
Yeah, well, what happened when Simon came back on track, he did have a hole there. Fortunately, he went to the preferred line to get into turn seven, turn eight. But, man, Peterson had too much speed, went underneath of him, and almost caused a wreck.
Callum Ilott is getting aggressive. He's all over Graham Rahal. That is the battle for the 13th position. They are working on one another through 12 and 13. Graham Rahal's able to hold on to that spot for now. Front three start to gain some measure of separation, but the battle for fourth continues to heat up. That's Alexander Rossi, who's been fast all weekend long, Nick Yeoman. He wants that fourth spot of Marcus Armstrong's.
And right behind those drivers, it looks like Padua Ward is going to get aggressive. He'll get to the inside. Might have just been protecting that spot from Christian Lundgaard. Whatever it was, Padua Ward now looks at the rear wing of his teammate Alexander Rossi down into turn three.
Don't look now, but Scott Dixon has a fast race car. He is plus 13 on the day, and he has just worked his way around Santino Ferrucci. And Scott Dixon reappears in the top 10. Here at Road America. The battle for third now. It heats up. Joseph Newgarden, Marcus Armstrong. Armstrong to turn five.
And Joseph's already got around him as the field starts to make their way up the hill. Newgarden, a great pass around Marcus Armstrong. Further back, Scott Dixon will get around Devlin DeFrancesco as well.
And now another battle on the racetrack is the one for fourth. It's Armstrong with Rossi just behind him. Marcus Armstrong holds on to it. Alexander Rossi is not able to make the move as they work their way through turn number eight and now into the carousel. Long, sweeping right-hander that makes up turns 9 and 10. It's about an 8-car length advantage right now for Colton Herta running at first. But again, that battle between Newgarden, Armstrong, Rossi, 3-4-5, best on the racetrack.
Yeah, front two really started to check out a little bit now. It's just a 0.7 second lead for Colton Herta over Alex Belleau, but third place is 2 seconds behind the leader. That's where Joseph Newgarden is. Newgarden has company. It's Armstrong, it's Rossi, it's Award, Lundgaard and McLaughlin. That's a pretty good battle. That's the battle for the seventh position. Colton Herta works his way through turn number 13, setting up for turn number 14. Newgarden sees the field start to pile up behind him again. This is the battle for the third position. It's Joseph Newgarden who's being chased by Armstrong, Rossi, Award, and more. With that battle for seventh, a pretty good one behind them. That's Lundgaard and McLaughlin.
Yeah, Armstrong's got a really good car as he's holding that fourth position. Alexander Rossi took a peek to the inside, didn't have a good enough run. He gets right back in line to hold that position ahead of Padua Ward. Single file headed into turn number three.
Colton Herta is a little less comfortable now than he was a couple of moments ago. We said the lead was around 0.6 seconds. Michael Young, by the time they get back to you, it appears now it was going to narrow up. Now it's getting tighter again.
Yeah, it's about a 4 or 5 car length advantage for Colton Herta. But that battle for the fourth position, Marcus Armstrong dives deep into the turn. Joseph Newgarden will swing wide, but Joseph able to hold off that advantage and that charge. What car length for Joseph Newgarden?
So Newgarden runs in third, call it tentative at best, because Armstrong is right there. But as Armstrong tried to go to the inside, that allowed Alexander Rossi to get right on the rear of that green number 11 machine of Marcus Armstrong. Working their way now through turn number 8 into the 9-10 combo. That means single file right now, unless somebody has a bobble. Not going to happen just yet. But again, Newgarden with just behind him Armstrong, and then as well Rossi is right there, both of them waiting to pounce if there's an incident in any of those three cars.
Front two starting to get some separation, Davey Hamilton, but still a very good race from third place on back.
It really is a good race from on back. A little bit of separation, but Dixon, I'm glad you brought him up. You know, he was one of the cars that we found him back with Power and Grosjean, but they continue to stay in the back with Power in 22nd place, Grosjean now in 26th. But Dixon, minding his own business, doing what he does, doing the Scott Dixon way, actually moves up into 9th right now.
Looks like there was an off behind the field. They had to climb on the binders, and Marcus Ericsson got stacked up in that a little bit. So did Graham Rahal and others. Meanwhile, leaders head back to turn number 1. Pretty good battle again with Newgarden, Rossi and company.
Rossi just wrestled the fourth spot away from Marcus Armstrong. Mark, they track raced down into turn number one. It was a really good battle. Rossi held it wide open through the corner. He takes that fourth spot. He'll try to hone in on Joseph Newgarden in third.
I don't think Armstrong's done yet, and Rossi's not making it easy for him. He's all over the racetrack. Rossi, Armstrong, Award stacked up as they head to Michael Young.
And the battle goes too wide into turn number five. Fans jump to their feet, and the big mover, Pato Award, as Alexander Rossi able to hold off, and Alex Palou will go off track. That will allow Joseph Newgarden to go around near collision in turn six.
Yeah, Joseph Newgarden as they work their way off turn number seven now right in front of Alex Palou. Then it's Rossi, Armstrong, Award just behind them, all of them bunched up and trying to reel in the leader, Colton Herta, who is letting all of this happen behind him as he works his way into the carousel. So Joseph Newgarden now in front of Alex Palou, leader Colton Herta, advantage 12 car lengths. Then it's Newgarden followed by Palou, Rossi, Armstrong, and Pato Award.
Palou may have overcooked it into turn number five, Davey.
Yeah, that's what happened. Just got in there just a little bit too hot, slid off on those rumble strips, and that allowed Newgarden really make a brave pass. They did have contact. I mean, didn't give him a lot of room. Newgarden's aggressive today. I've seen he's ran into a couple guys, and especially in turn five, man, he's not scared to run you off the outside of the racetrack. But currently, his lap time is about 0.2 of a lap quicker than Colton Herta. Now he has a minute, a second and a half to pick up. We'll see if he could do that.
23 laps complete this time by. Herta's opened up in a lead of 1.4 seconds, but Newgarden, Palou, Rossi, and Armstrong. It stays plenty busy. Well back to the leader, Nick Yeoman, as they head to turn one.
Boy, Alex Palou is not done. He wants to make up for that mistake. He'll go to the high side of Joseph Newgarden. They got side-by-side momentarily. Newgarden holds him off in second down the hill to three.
He's being plenty erratic with the line right now. Not saying he's blocking. He's just not going to make it easy for Alex Palou to get by him. Meanwhile, Rossi and Armstrong, that continues to be a good battle. Colton Herta says, have at it, boys. They lead 1.1 second for the leader as they head back to turn five.
So that battle now for that fourth position as we see Marcus Armstrong, and it's Alexander Rossi to the inside. He'll get around Marcus Armstrong, and now Pato Award. He makes a charge up the hill. Armstrong pushes Pato Award off the track as they make their way through turn number six.
And as they work their way now heading up for turn number seven, Award was able to now get in front of Armstrong, and Lundgaard got past him as well. So Colton Herta, as Mark had mentioned, has all of this happening behind him and says, have at, boys. He has worked his way into the carousel that Gainbridge machine. Colton Herta now works his way, wheels down along the white line, followed by Newgarden. Then it's Palou, Rossi, and then Pato Award as Herta works his way through turn number 11.
Award's the top five. Lundgaard, Armstrong, McLaughlin, Dixon, and DeFrancesco, the top 10. 24 laps complete next time by the Sazio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. Let's go to Jake Query.
Turn number eight, David Malukas, who had been running a pretty decent day. He had a really good day in practice, was running in, I believe, the 18th position. Then all of a sudden now he's going to drop like a rock down, showing in 25th, because he is sitting on the outside of the racetrack in turn number eight. Overcooked it in that turn. It's going to bring out that caution as David Malukas sits on the outside now of turn number eight.
And Davey Hamilton, we checked in with our pit reporters during the break, told us that we were starting to crawl into that pit window, and as we look up on the screen, we see all those IndyCar officials that monitor pit stops. They are all in position now. Mike, we see some takers on pit row. Here we are at lap 25.
Man, I think so. I mean, it's a bit early again, to be honest with you. I think they really need to wait about 3 to 4 more laps before they're safely in that fuel window. So I'm sure some teams are going to do it, because you don't want to do it under green and you got to gamble on to the yellow later on. So when it's this close to the end of your stint, I think you're going to have to pit.
Hey, race fans, the 107th Indy 500 is in the books, and now you can own your own copy. Go to IMS.com and search for historical race broadcast. This year's race and other classics from old 75 years of our radio archives are available to purchase again. Go to IMS.com to own a piece of radio history. How about a full field rundown with 25 laps complete? Herta, Newgarden, Palou, Rossi, Award, Lundgaard, Armstrong, McLaughlin, Dixon, and Ferrucci, the top 10. DeFrancesco, Rahal, Erickson, Rosenquist, and Ilott through 15. Castro Neves, Kirkwood, Hunter Ray, Pagano, Power through 20th, 21st Rob, 22nd BK, 23rd Canapino, 24th Peterson, 25th David Malukas, 26th Roman Grosjean, at 27th. Jack Harvey, let's get an update from Jake Query on the situation involving David Malukas. Did they get him back underway, Jake?
Yeah, David Malukas got out of the car and got into the AMR IndyCar Safety Team vehicle. And to be honest with you, Mark, I might have actually sold him short. I'm not certain. He just didn't lose power, David Malukas. We'll see, because the car has come to a stop. They were not able to get that car refired. They took the nose off of it, and David Malukas is going to get the free ride back to pit road, and that machine is still sitting here as the tow truck has come out now to bring David Malukas' machine back to pit road.
Well, Davey, a tough end to a weekend that started with a lot of promise for David Malukas.
Yeah, that team. I think Dale Coyne's team needed a little, you know, shot in the arm as well. They just haven't had the results that they hoped. And with Malukas, you know, in that 27th spot, looks like, I think Jake's right. I think he just pulled off with mechanical. I mean, I don't think he slid off, and car must have just came to a, you know, to a stop. And, you know, his teammate right now, Stingray Rob, runs in that 21st position. So, yeah, just not a good day or weekend for that Dale Coyne team, as Herta brings them all down pit lane.
Yeah, they are all coming to pit road with 26 laps complete this time by, 30 to go at the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America. The leader, Colton Herta, is on pit road to Georgia Henneberry.
We're going to have lots of takers for this pit stop. It seems about every single driver makes their way to their pit box. Pat O'Ward brings his number five the attention of his crew. Blacks come on, reds go off. Arcus Erickson also the attention of his crew. He mentioned that the number eight wasn't pulling as long as two, but he is down and away. Alex
Palou beats them all off of pit lane. Joseph Newgarden launched through to second, and Colton Herta had a head of steam going, and he ends up third as everybody is cleanly off of the pit lane and pit out.
Nick, how about the top 10 coming your way into turn one?
It looked like it was Palou followed by Newgarden, then Herta, then Pato O'Ward, then Alexander Rossi. Biggest note of interest, Mark, I believe Marcus Armstrong in that Ridgeline car stayed out, so they're going to go with an alternate strategy, and I think the young rookie is going to be leading this race.
I need to go back and check it with Alex Wolf on his section of pit, or check that Joel Sebastianelli, his section of pit road.
Colton Herta came in as the leader, did not want any adjustments. He is out, and Santino Ferrucci had a rather slow stop, issues on the right front. He is out as well, came out well after everybody in his section, Mark.
Updates from pit road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Again, 26 laps complete. So, Davey, good stop by Alex Palou, good stop by Joseph Newgarden. Colton Herta's crew, he essentially is now the third of those that came onto pit road, because Marcus Armstrong stayed out. Will Power last stop on lap 18.
Yeah, I'm really surprised, because I was, what a great stop for Colton Herta. But I tell you, you know, that's part of pitting in back of this field where he had to, where his pit is, and come across third. And, you know, clearly Palou and Newgarden beat him out. So going to be interesting. Going to mix it up. We'll see how Colton's car is now in dirty air. We've seen him up front all day, pretty much leading this thing with dominance, and now we'll see how he can handle this. A lot of cars stayed out too, Mark, that haven't pitted yet, but we'll see how Colton handles behind these two faster cars in front of him.
One race already in the books today, the Indy Next race, and our Joel Sebastianelli caught up with the winner in victory lane.
High fives all around for Nolan Siegel, our first multi-time winner in Indy Next by Firestone. You were knocking on the door for a little while, and I know that's got to be frustrating. Now that you've got a couple wins, is it just like throwing that monkey off your back and you guys are rolling as a team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know we can do it basically every time we roll off the truck now. So, yeah, there's a lot of confidence in the team and a lot of confidence in the car, and I think that we're going to be up here consistently for the rest of the year.
You're the new points leader as well. Is it a little too early to think about that?
You know, I don't want to think about it, but it's hard to ignore it now that we're the leader, so it feels good, and I'd like to stay where I am.
The leader on track and leader in the Indy Next by Firestone point standings, a two-time winner, Nolan Siegel. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff, Nick Yeoman. Before we go back to green, just an overall assessment. Typically starting up front is the place to be, but that certainly wasn't the case in the Indy Next race earlier today.
No, it wasn't. Kippen Simpson actually set the track record yesterday in qualifying, Mark, but as he made his way through turn one on lap one, he hit some of the rumble strips and launched that car through the air. That handed the lead over to Reese Gold, and then Nolan Siegel ran him down, made a great pass on the outside, and as Joel touched on, second race win of the year is Nolan Siegel, young man from California has really cemented himself as the guy to beat. His championship counterpart, Christian Rasmussen, had a hard hit against the wall, so they'll next be in action at Mid-Ohio. Back to pit lane in Georgia.
And it's no secret that Marcus Armstrong is excelling here at Road America. He told me a little bit earlier in the weekend that this track he feels like might be used to is his advantage because of his recent success over in Europe at tracks like Spa. It reminds him it's a high-energy track. He's able to use the high energy into those tires, and it really works well with his driving style.
Jake Query, is the cleanup complete for the car of David Malukas?
Cleanup is indeed complete. It has been now wheeled away from the tow truck, so it should not be long before we are racing. Also want to say hello, Mark, to the Quigley and Schwartz families who are in the Isle of Palm, South Carolina, on the beach doing what anybody should do on the beach, listening to the ocean and IndyCar Radio. We appreciate them tuning in.
Some friends of ours, Kevin Rounds and his family, listening up in Wawasee, Indiana, on the water. Not as picturesque as where your friends are, but still a beautiful setting nonetheless.
Lake Wawasee is absolutely the ocean of Indiana.
Yeah, for sure. And I know they're having a good time up there. Huge NTT IndyCar Series fans. And we wish Kevin and his family a very happy Father's Day. They're getting ready to restart now. 28 laps complete. Next time by, it's Armstrong, it's Power, it's Below, Newgarden and Herta, the top five. Award, Rossi, McLaughlin, Dixon, Lundgaard, the top 10. Graham Rahal with a serviceable run today. He's currently 11th. Felix Rosenquist, 12th. Marcus Ericsson, 13th. Kyle Kirkwood is back up to 14th. Simon Pagenaud was 15th. DeFrancesco, Callum Ilott, Santino Ferrucci, Hunter Ray, and BK through 20th. 21st, Canapino. 22nd, Benjamin Peterson. 23rd, Stingray Robb. 24th, Elio Castroneves. 25th, the lap down, Romain Grosjean. 26th, Jack Harvey. He is a lap down. And David Malukas is out of the race and will be shown at 27th. They stay single file as they crest the hill. Armstrong, Power, below Newgarden, Herta. They fan out toward the rear of the field. From about fourth on back, in fact, Nick Yeoman.
Yep, Pelot and Newgarden are going to have to try to get around some of the lap traffic. The first one is Jack Harvey. Harvey goes way off the racetrack. He'll let a couple drivers scoot to the inside. Marcus Armstrong and Power lead him down to three.
What a long day it has been for Jack Harvey as he's stacking up cars behind him. Namely, eighth place running Scott Dixon, Alexander Rossi, and Graham Rahal had to climb on the binders. One car goes right, goes way off of the grass, has to come back on now. He does so safely as the leaders head back to five.
Front of the field already through turn number five. It's Marcus Armstrong, Will Power, the lap car of Romain Grosjean. And Will Power will go off track. And that battle that between he and Marcus Armstrong, boy, those two can't get away from each other, although Grosjean a lap down.
And so now all of a sudden Power has Grosjean, who has been his nemesis all weekend, standing as a buffer between himself and the leader, Marcus Armstrong. Armstrong and Power, keep in mind, on the primary black tires as they are off pit sequence. But Armstrong looks very good into the carousel area. 8 car length advantage, but again, that's over Grosjean, who is a back marker. He is a lap down. Then it's Power running in second, followed by Pelot and Herta.
Davey, things going about aggressively as I've seen at this racetrack in a long, long time.
Well, and I think that's what we talked about in pre-race, Mark. I just think it's so hard to pass. Looking back at some of the events here in the past, where the harder it is to pass, the more aggressive you have to be. The track's really fast with this new surface, and I just think everybody, and then the tire. The tire's throwing everybody a curveball. I mean, some have reds on, some have blacks on. We know that the speed, it really is with the primary black tire, and I just think there's so many things thrown at these drivers that they know how important, they're very aggressive as it is, but they know how important it is for track position.
Armstrong all by his lonesome, then things get interesting. Pelot, Herta, Award, Newgarden, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, first real chance for the rookie Marcus Armstrong to lead an IndyCar race. The battle for third is a good one. Colton Herta got around Joseph Newgarden after he lost that spot on pit lane. Now Marky's trying to run our championship leader down, Alex Pelot.
And he's not able to get him just yet. He'll tuck in behind him as they clear turn number three, and they'll stay single file. Pato Award, Newgarden, Dixon, McLaughlin all giving chase. Marcus Armstrong the big beneficiary, and they can't catch Romain Grosjean to put him at the rear of that field yet, Michael Young.
Battle for third. Currently, it's Alex Pelot. He'll battle with Colton Herta. Herta gets a great run out of turn number five. The two will drag race up the hill through turn number six. They're side by side, and it's Herta over Pelot.
Yep, Colton Herta has made that move now and is going to try to hold on to it. Pelot made a very hard look at him as they now start to enter towards turn number eight, but Herta is going to get a little separation into eight and hold that position over Alex Pelot. Now, keep in mind, this is the battle for third, but it's important because those in front of him are off sequence. But the leader, way out in front. Marcus Armstrong into turn number 11.
Davey, a big off for Santino Ferrucci. He's going to fall well back to the field.
Yeah, I hate to see that. Falls back to that 24th position. That was a big off. He didn't need by any stretch. Always hard to make up. Easy to go off track. Hard to make up the positions you lose, though.
Armstrong has a lead of 3.3 seconds over Will Power. And again, the car of Romain Grosjean, which is currently a lap down, shown in the 25th position, is trying to hold on to that spot. Will Power is in hot pursuit, though, as they come off of turn number 14. Grosjean, see his mirrors filled up with Will Power. Well behind them, it's Herta, Pelot, O'Ward, and Newgarden as they head back to Nick Yeoman.
Can't say enough how impressive it is after Colton Herta lost two spots on pit lane that he got him back on the racetrack and didn't overdrive the car. That's kind of been his bugaboo, but as they race through turn number one, he's got about a two-car length advantage over Alex Pelot. Next on the hit list, Mark, he'll try to track down Will Power.
Yeah, that's a really good battle. It's Colton Herta, Alex Pelot, with Pato O'Ward just behind them, Joseph Newgarden and Scott Dixon getting interesting. Alexander Rossi trying to keep pace as they go back to turn five.
So Marcus Armstrong already through turn five, and now we see Romain Grosjean as Will Power tries to get around. Romain Grosjean gets pushed off, actually made a mistake, gets up on the rubble strip, so Power gets around Grosjean, and now Colton Herta will have to get around that lap machine.
And Joseph Newgarden just cleared of Scott Dixon, so that puts Newgarden safely into that sixth position as they work their way now. Everybody chasing Marcus Armstrong. Will Power finally has clear sights on him after getting around Grosjean, but it is a substantial lead for Armstrong as he works his way into the carousel area off of turn number nine. You wait just a little bit before Power. He now has the buffer of Grosjean between himself and Colton Herta.
Marcus Armstrong continues to lead by 3.6 seconds. 31 laps complete next time by Armstrong, Will Power, Herta, Pelot, and O'Ward, the top five. Newgarden, Dixon, Rossi, McLaughlin, and Rosenquist, the top 10. Erickson, Lundgaard, Grant Rahal, Kyle Kirkwood, and Rita's VK through 15th. 16th is Zylot, 17th Pagano, 18th Hunter Ray, 19th is Benjamin Peterson, 20th Castro Neves, 22nd Canapino, 22nd DeFrancesco, 23rd Rob. Ferrucci's off, tumbles him all the way back to the 24th position. Romain Grosjean a lap down, 25th, 26th Jack Harvey a lap down. Out of the race at 27th position, David Malukas at the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. 32 laps complete. Power, Herta, Pelot, O'Ward, Newgarden, Dixon, Rossi, Rosenquist, McLaughlin, Erickson, the top 10. Pit Road, Marcus Armstrong just visited there. Georgia Henneberry saw the stop.
Yeah, Marcus Armstrong came to pit lane all by himself. The black tires came off, the reds went on, and they topped it off. The fuel was around 7 seconds.
And Nick Yeoman, Romain Grosjean is among the front runners a lap down, and it's not been a pleasant experience for him.
No, and as we know, he may not be the most popular driver amongst his fellow competitors. Pato O'Ward was the most recent driver to try to put him back a lap down. They came to turn number one side by side. Pato on the inside, Grosjean on the outside. Pato made that car plenty wide, gave Grosjean a bit of a hip check off the racetrack.
Joel Sebastianelli.
For the first time today, Colton Herta has expressed some frustration on the radio. Speaking about leader Will Power, he said, "He's holding me up. The gap is about 4 seconds, but it's that dirty air." Michael Andretti hit him back on the radio right after and said, "Don't worry about Power. Just worry about your tires. You're doing a great job." Their target for a stop is still about 6 laps away.
For the leader, Will Power, let's get an update from Alex Wolf.
And the update is that he's going to be pitting this time. They're laying out red tires. They have the pit board ready. He'll be coming out turn 14 into the pit lane momentarily.
And we'll let you call that stop and get a quick update on the pit strategy and how it's unfolding from Davey Hamilton.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's same with Power. He can't make it to the end as he comes out pit lane right now, but he can run full rich and just hope it goes green the rest of the way. That's what they're counting.
Alex Wolf.
And he's got a clear in, a clear out as he rolls down the pit lane. They count down the pit boxes. He gets 3, 2, 1, hits his marks perfectly. They'll take off the primary blacks. The alternate reds go on, filling it with shell fuel. No adjustment. Left front tire changers. They wait a long time, about 8.3 seconds, as his nemesis Romain Grosjean moments later comes into the pits.
And that's what you call Davey packing that thing full of fuel. They had that thing set back down on the ground and then waited a couple of seconds more before they disconnected that fuel hose.
Yeah, you might as well. Right now, I think they're a really good pit window strategy where they have one more stop to make. All these drivers up front and majority of the field have, like I say, they have two. They have, let me put this this way, they have one and a half more where these others have one more, because they don't have to be full of fuel, but they have to probably have 8 laps of fuel for that last stop.
And importantly, Nick Yeoman, it's where Will Power came back out and who he came back out in front of, a guy that's on a similar pit strategy.
Yeah, again, we're going to have to wait to see how this all plays out, but put this in the back pocket. Will Power's pit stop didn't have to be as long as Marcus Armstrong's. Power got on and off pit lane faster, and he beat Marcus Armstrong into turn number one. So Power's got the track position, Mark, for that alternate strategy as they run right now.
And, Davey, who have we touted over the course of the weekend is right now leading the Firestone Pit Performance Award so far this season? None other than the number 12 crew of Will Power.
Well, it looks like they haven't given that up, right? I mean, that's pretty impressive, knowing that he had to push just a lap or two more fuel in than the other car of Ganassi's and Armstrong. So what a good job. I mean, they continue just to make the fastest pit stops, and it looks like right now they're not slowing down for anything.
Newgarden has company. Dixon, Rossi, and others. Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, they are all over each other, including a good battle between the Swedes, Marcus Ericsson and Felix Rosenqvist. They were going side by side, thought better of it in turn number one. But you're right, Mark, they are stacking up. That's about fourth or fifth on back.
34 laps complete. Colton Herta is your leader by 8/10 of a second now over Alex Below. Pato Award is 1.5 seconds back, but again, it's fourth on back where things get interesting, Michael.
Yeah, and everybody kind of single file through this portion of the course as Colton Herta will lead Alex Pillow up the hill. We've also got the machine of Pato Award in that third position further back. Simon Pagenaud starting to show a little muscle. Just moved his way around Callum Ilott. That's a battle further back in the field.
You know, it's interesting because the front three have kind of checked out, and then it's Newgarden that's got bunched up right behind him, as you had talked about, Mark. Dixon with Rossi and Ericsson a little bit further back. A couple of them that have also stacked up just a little bit. That involves Rinus VK and as well Kyle Kirkwood. So the field now works its way into turn number 11 with the leader, Colton Herta.
Michael Young, let's talk a little bit more about that issue we addressed earlier, the battle for the right now 23rd position, but that could change depending on what happens with the pit strategy.
Boy, Will Power had a monster lead last time through, but this time through, Marcus Armstrong showed a little muscle, got around Will Power and checked out about 3 car lengths. So Marcus Armstrong, making a little memory bank of this, has a heck of a fast race car.
And again, Davey, those guys have to have a little bit of help from the cautions and whatnot in order for that strategy to play out, right?
Yeah, that's right now, you know, Armstrong and Power, obviously, they're going full rich. They know they have to make one more stop. They're in a nice window. It's everybody in front of them thinking, okay, they don't have enough fuel for one more stop. They got to make that too. That's where they're hoping they make up time when these other cars have an extra stop to make.
Marcus Ericsson is getting interesting in his pursuit of Alexander Rossi and Nick Yeoman, a pass for position.
He got him, Mark, right down here in turn number one. Marcus Ericsson has turned up the wick, getting around Felix Rosenqvist and then dispatching Alexander Rossi. So that Husky Ice Spritz car looking pretty strong here in the closing stages.
As the leaders head back to turn number 5.
And the battle for 7th, it's Alexander Rossi. He'll make a move around his teammate Felix Rosenqvist, but Rosenqvist does the over-under. He'll put the left sides out of the dirt. They'll go side by side through turn number 6. Felix Rosenqvist will keep that position.
Boy, this is a really good battle as they work their way now, setting up through turn number 7. And now Felix Rosenqvist and Rossi have Scott McLaughlin right there that's taking a view of it. He's going to bring Christian Lundgaard with them. But everybody kind of settles down before they get into the carousel area. Leader, Colton Herta, followed by Pillow and Award, already exiting turn number 10.
8/10 of a second is that lead for Colton Herta. 36 laps complete this time by Herta, leading Alex Pillow now by 7/10 of a second. Those front three starting to check out a little bit. That's Colton Herta, Alex Pillow, and Pato Award. Joseph Newgarden just hasn't had any room to breathe here today. Scott Dixon is absolutely wearing him out. What a run by the veteran. Plus 18 on the day is Scott Dixon, but he has his hands full of his teammate Marcus Ericsson. He is on the charge. Not happy with his car early, but suddenly it's come to him. So Dixon and Ericsson, that'll be the best battle you will see, Nick Yeoman. That's the battle for the fifth position, although as they say that, maybe Dixon will catch Newgarden before they get to you.
Boy, it was a miserable Saturday for Chip Ganassi Racing, but you're right. Those Ganassi cars are locked in steps, separated by about a car length, as the two Ganassi cars, Mark, put the target right on the back of Joseph Newgarden running in fourth.
And they are chasing Newgarden down through turn number 3 now, just behind them, Rosenqvist and Rossi. That continues to be a good battle. Don't look now, but McLaughlin and Ericsson is interesting as well. Michael Young, all kinds of racing to watch as they head back to turn 5.
It's an interesting battle for that fifth position, but Scott Dixon will hold off his teammate Marcus Erickson. Further back, we've got Christian Lundgaard, Scott McLaughlin. That's a battle for that ninth and tenth position. Lundgaard climbs the hill with McLaughlin in tow.
Battle for fifth is between teammates Dixon and Erickson, and Erickson is right on the rear wing. Behind him, another battle of teammates. Rosenquist starting to separate a little bit from Rossi. That's the battle for seventh. Best battle on the track may be that of Marcus Erickson, who is doing Marcus Erickson things right now, Mark. Waiting, and then in the final stint, all of a sudden, here comes the Swede flirting with the top five.
37 laps complete next time by Herta, Pelot, Award, Newgarden, Dixon, the top five. Erickson, Rosenquist, Rossi, Lundgaard, McLaughlin, the top 10. Ray Hall's 11th, Kirkwood 12th, BK 13th, Pagano 14th, Castro Neves 15th, Ilott is 16th, Hunter Ray 17th. Benjamin Peterson, 18th. Augustin Canepino was 19th. 20th, Santino Ferrucci. 21st, Stingray Robb. 22nd, Devlin DeFrancesco. 23rd, Marcus Armstrong. 24th, Will Power. Roman Grosjean, 25th. 26th, Jack Harvey. The lone car out of the race at 27th. David Malukas at the Saggio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR. 38 laps complete. Herta, Pelot, Award, Newgarden, Dixon, the top five. Erickson, Rosenquist, Rossi, Lundgaard, McLaughlin, the top 10. Davey, you say some of the front runners might be in a bit of fuel save mode?
Yeah, I think so. And why not? Be in a fuel save mode right now, because doing an extra a second stop is painful. It'd be hard to do. So if they can go about three more laps, they last pit on lap 26. If they can make it to 29, I feel fairly confident that they may have to save at the end too somewhat, but that only allows them to have to make one more stop. So that really doesn't give Armstrong or Power any advantage other than run full rich, obviously. But right now, I think they're on fuel save mode, these leaders.
Top 10 were pretty aggressive there for a while, Davey. Do you think the fact that things have settled out for a bit, their single file, is just that reason? Some of them are indeed in fuel save mode and they're closing in on that pit window?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. You kind of look at the spread between each car. You know, it's 8 tenths between first and second, which is Herta and Pelot, and then another 8 tenths basically to Award, and then about a second to Newgarden. So they're just kind of laid out, just kind of taking it easy. You watch them come down that back straightaway going through turn 11 right now, and they're just taking it easy. Just save fuel. Do what you can. Save the tire. And nothing. Save the tires. Just try to keep them underneath of you for about three more laps.
After that breakneck schedule that we had at the end of April and all through the month of May and into early June in Detroit, things settled a bit, but still very competitive. But after we visit Road America, a weekend off before Mid-Ohio Sports Car Courts, then some time off before we get the streets of Toronto. And then, Davey, big doubleheader weekend at Iowa Speedway is not too far away. Always excited to go to that Bad Fast Bull Ring in Corn Country.
Yeah, I can't wait. Love the ovals, especially those short track bull rings. Love Iowa doubleheader, as you said. It's a great weekend for entertainment, too. Concerts before and after each race. They do a fantastic job with Hy-Vee promoting that venue and that event. And it's a must-see. There's no question about it. And we look forward to getting there on that short track oval.
Colton Herta's lead was about 6 tenths of a second. Then it went up to 8 tenths of a second. And Michael Young, I think Alex Pelot is not so subtly reminding him that he is right there behind him. Herta, Pelot, about 8 tenths of a second.
Yeah, I think everybody getting ready to come in and get off those reds. Herta about a 10-car length advantage over the 10-car of Alex Pelot. Then it's Pato O'Ward, Joseph Newgarden, and the machine of Scott Dixon. The rest of the field clean, Jake Query, as they make their way through the hurry down.
So if Colton Herta is still on the reds, he might be thinking to himself, let's see how much wear I've got left in these and how much grip as he goes his way into the carousel area again. Setting up now is Colton Herta for turn number 8. That enters him into the carousel, which is where he is right now. Pretty good looking line. Right side rubber down along the white line. That would be to the inside of the track through 9 and 10. Colton Herta with a pretty good looking line as well as he sets up for turn number 11.
Yeah, I think really good spacing now among the front five or six cars. The only one that appears to be still on the move is Christian Lundgaard. He has been wearing out Alexander Rossi for the last couple of laps or so. That is the battle for the eighth position. We'll see if everyone follows the lead on Colton Herta as we look across the way, and we can see that team is laid out and ready for Colton Herta to bring his car onto pit road as he does. He'll woe it up, get to the crest of the hill to get to that pit road speed limit line. And Joel Sebastianelli, welcome. He's led 31 laps on the day, Colton Herta.
Colton Herta has not asked for a single adjustment all day. He will not get one here. Off the reds onto blacks, full of fuel, an 8.1 second stop. The 26 is gone. Is it enough for the win, Mark James?
Georgia Henneberry.
Felix Rosenquist brings the number 6 to the attention of his crew. Blacks go on, blacks go off, blacks go on as well. But I think the Arrow McLaren getting ready for the long haul. Felix makes it back out to pit lane.
Alex Wolf.
Laying out on my section, it's going to be Alex Pillow. Scott McLaughlin is getting ready as well. So we're moments away from what could be the climactic pit stop of the Sanzio Grand Prix.
And we will keep an eye on that and let us know when they start to head to pit road. The updates of pit road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. Davey, you're a little surprised that when the leaders come that everyone didn't come?
Well, not really, because here's the thing. They just pit. They made it 14 laps on that stint, Mark, 14 laps. They have 15 to go. So that tells you that the last stint, are they going to be short? And by the way, it's a four-mile course. That means they'd be 4 miles short on fuel. So these drivers are waiting to pit this lap. That puts them more on a strategy where, hey, they only got that 14 laps to go. Pretty sure, pretty confident they can make that.
Already a lap down, Davey. We just saw Romain Grosjean go off in turn number 3 again, currently running in the 25th position. What a long day it has been for him, as we see that he had issues with cars coming off of pit road and went wide in turn number 1.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened there. Simon Pagenaud coming out of pit lane, and Romain, you know, was stuck on the outside, and that's part of the game here. Nothing you can do about that. And caught him so fast, he went a little bit wide, but then he kind of ran himself off down in turn 3. But he made it back on, didn't cause that yellow, as we see all the rest of the leaders coming down pit lane, Mark.
Yeah, so those that didn't stop last time around are stopping this time around. And let's go to the far end of pit road, check in with Alex Wolf.
And for Alex Pillow, Barry Wanzarotillo, Max Over taking a couple laps before the stop. It'll be blacks to take him home. They take off the alternate reds as they put the blacks on. A tear-off goes up. Still no wing adjustments during this race. They pack a full of shell fuel, and he's down the way, as is Joseph Newgarden. And we also see Scott Dixon leave the pits as well. It's a busy area right here as Scott McLaughlin leaves as well.
Nick Yeoman, here comes Colton Herta with the field coming off of pit road.
And Colton Herta got around all of them. Further back, Lundgaard's got to go deeper around the outside of Alexander Rossi. He'll try to fight back onto the racetrack, but Mark, it looked like Colton Herta cleared them all.
And Davey Hamilton, what a well-timed pit stop for Colton Herta.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, the only one in front of him was Power, and he's not very far in front of him. We know Power does not have enough fuel. The key is Colton Herta going to make it on, can he make it with 15 laps? There's 14 to go in this race, but he's already made one of those laps. Everybody else, I'm pretty confident 14 is the number. They're going to be okay, but we'll see if Colton Herta can stretch out one extra lap.
Michael Young, turn 5.
Felix Rosenquist nearly ran Marcus Ericsson off the track. The two battled between turns number 5 and 6. No harm, no foul, but a near collision and a loss of a lot of spots for Marcus Ericsson.
But I'll tell you what, one of those spots was Scott McLaughlin, Michael. Good eye. He got in front of him as well. So Marcus Ericsson sees both those arrows, talking about Rossi and Rosenquist, as well as Scott McLaughlin, that have cleared him now as that group sets in into the carousel area. Meanwhile, in turn number 7, Kalem Ilott just had the rear end step out on him. He was able to gather that, but it allowed Romain Grosjean to get past.
And Ilott currently running in the 18th position. As we mentioned, Grosjean is a lap down. We need to put a period on that round of pit stops. Check back in with Georgia Henneberry.
A busy pit stop for many teams, including that of Pato O'Ward, who was told we're going to add some wing in it for the prime tires. So the common trend among pit lane, the black tires going on for the long haul to the finish of the Sanzio Grand Prix.
Updates of pit road brought to you by Shell, the official fuel of IndyCar. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. Forty-three laps complete. Will Power with a 7.9-second lead over Colton Herta. Pillow is third. Newgarden, O'Ward, Dixon, Lundgaard, Rossi, McLaughlin, and Ericsson, the top 10. Okay, Davey, Will Power last stopped on lap 33. No doubt he's got to have at least one more stop.
Yeah, him and Armstrong for sure had one more, but one more stop. They knew that was going to happen, but I think they thought everybody else was going to have two more as well, but they stretched the fuel. They went in save fuel mode. I think the only one that's a teeny bit of a gamble was Colton. I mean, he's got to make it 15 laps, and to me, that's a bit of a stretch. I think everybody else on 14, that's very doable.
Armstrong has been on pit road, so he did not necessarily stay on the same cycle that Power did. He's shown his last pitting on lap 41, so we'll see where it all shakes out for him as he picked up a spot over Augustin Canapino, and Michael Young just saw Marcus Armstrong in turn number five.
And he just went off track. He tried to get around Canapino, locked him up at the midway point of turn number five, lost all kinds of ground. Canapino probably picked up about four car lengths, so Armstrong trying to push and get himself back in this race.
How about more on the strategy involving Will Power from Alex Wolf?
And just about a lap and a half ago, Ron Rozewski on the timing stand for Will Power told him fuel number 93 and was also telling him to keep doing what you're doing and keep pushing those tires. Right now they have the primary blacks against the pit wall ready to put on when he comes in next, but they're still just sitting on that pit wall waiting for that 12 car to come in.
Newgarden Award, battle for fourth into turn one.
It's a pretty good one. Newgarden has it, but Pato Award's got to find about two car lengths, Mark, as they roar into turn one, back down the hill to the right-hander of three.
And Joseph Newgarden's got to be thinking to himself, what am I going to do to get some breathing room? It seems like he has had to drive with his mirrors on the side pods of that race car all day long, and that continues, Michael Young, as the battle for fourth in turn number five.
Yeah, he's been certainly aggressive as well, has Joseph Newgarden. He has Pato Award about two car lengths behind him. Newgarden will put those right sides on the rumble strip. Pato Award three car lengths behind. Both cars look pretty clean through turn number six, and they head down to turn number seven in the hurry downs.
So Newgarden running in fourth. Award, we'll call it three car lengths just behind them as they now set up to get themselves ready for that very slight downhill but right-handed long sweeping turn that is the carousel. Newgarden leads Award into that area. He's got about a five car length advantage on him. Award tightens it up just a little bit now through turn number nine, but Newgarden gets that speed exiting through the carousel, setting up now for turn number 11.
45 laps complete next time by. Will Power is your leader by 9.5 seconds over Colton Herta, but again, he last pitted on lap 33. Herta last pitted on lap 40. Power has led five laps today, and it's been a really good weekend all in all, Davey Hamilton, for Colton Herta. He's led 31 laps and been fast all weekend long.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the car to beat and been fast, like you said, all weekend. Rossi was the fastest in practice, but Colton was always there. When it came time to put on the pole, he was able to do that, I think, with fairly easily. And now, you know, he's dominating this race. Now, back to the same thing. They're going to have to save about 4 miles worth of fuel. And they could do it if they start it right now. As fast as he is, they could put him on a fuel save mode right now, try to save and make sure he has enough for that last lap.
Well, one thing's for sure throughout the course of this weekend, Michael Young, while Colton Herta has never lacked any confidence, this weekend he just sounded looser than he has in quite some time. I think he's been really happy with his race car.
Been making jokes with the fans, said all of his offs on Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, just trying to have the fans enjoy my racecraft a little bit, although Alex Palou starting to close in. So, to Davey's point, if he is saving fuel, Davey, he's got Alex Palou coming. Jake, I think that both of those guys are through turn number seven now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you were dead on there. We'll get to Davey in a second, but want to take a peek at that because Palou is really starting to draw a bead now on Colton Herta as Marcus Armstrong gets off track a little bit earlier before they get into this area. But Colton Herta, Mark, he has Alex Palou just two car lengths behind him as they work their way up turn number 10.
Boy, Davey, the pit strategy, other issues now for Marcus Armstrong. A promising day for that rookie has gone awry. He stumbled all the way to 24th.
Yeah, and how about Alex Palou? He sure did and went off again. But how about Palou? He was a half a second quicker than Colton Herta on that last lap. He's full fuel. He pitted one lap later. He could go for it where I think Colton may be saving fuel. Palou is all over Colton going into turn 14.
He's going right now, we should say, through turn number 13, as Davey said, setting up for 14. They are literally nose to tail now as they crest the hill and cross the start-finish line. 47 laps complete. Next time by Colton Herta, Alex Palou. Good battle into turn number one.
And it's now officially for the race lead because Will Power has pulled onto pit lane. Colton Herta's advantage, just two car lengths. Alex Palou's got to pick his spot. Mark, he'll charge down to turn three, the Spaniard, trying to catch the American Herta.
So again, Will Power had led seven laps, we should say, but the differing pit strategy not going to pay off for it. Colton Herta with a little bit of breathing room, a little bit, Michael, is 3/10 as they head back to you.
Does Colton Herta have enough? Has he saved? As Alex Palou, three car lengths off that rear wing, both cars through the midway point of turn number five. Herta back on the throttle, so too Alex Palou. Jake Query call it three lengths. Colton Herta over the 10 car of Palou.
This is the points leader, Alex Palou. This is the race leader, Colton Herta, who has about a two car length advantage on him as they set up now for turn number 8. Then they will set up for the carousel. Palou still not able to make that move as they work their way into the carousel, as Colton Herta has Alex Palou stalking him, waiting for him to make a mistake. Palou now is right on the rear wing of Colton Herta as he works his way out of the carousel area. Joel Sebastianelli, give us the strategy and the thought of Colton Herta from pit road.
Every few seconds in Colton Herta's ear, they are updating the fuel number, and they just gave him an important correction to that number. It is worth noting, though, the strategy all along was to pit him on lap 40. Alex Wolf.
Will Power came in just over 6.5 second pit stop. He went off of the reds and onto the blacks.
And it's heating up again. Turn number 14, although Colton Herta gets a great run off of that turn. He stretches it out to about 0.4 seconds. We'll see if Palou can catch him after they crest the hill and head to turn one.
Oh, you know Colton Herta wants to turn it up and go full rich so badly, but he's got to make it to the end, and he's got Alex Palou all over the rear wing. They're separated by just one car length. This is as close as Palou has been the last several laps. Single file marked down into turn 3.
8 laps to go. Herta, Palou, Newgarden, Award, and Dixon the top 5. Lundgaard, McLaughlin, Rossi, Erickson, and Kirkwood the top 10 as the leaders head back to Michael Young in turn 5.
He's saving, but has he saved enough? Alex Palou on the charge, trying to get around Colton Herta. It's a car length and a half as Alex Palou looks to the inside. He closes on that rear wing of Colton Herta. The two drag race up the hill. Now call it two car lengths. Jake, what a great drive out of turn number 5 and through turn number 6 for Colton Herta.
Alex Palou has one more lap of fuel in that machine. Could he be pushing Colton Herta at this point? What he's trying to do is push him to the point of getting a lead over that Gainbridge machine. Alex Palou is right on the rear wing through turn number 8, but Herta is able to shut that door, setting up for turn number 9. Now, as they work their way into the carousel area, Colton Herta has right in his tire tracks Alex Palou. It's a car length and a half advantage for Colton Herta into turn number 11.
Thing to watch is as they set up for turn number 12, it was in that area last time where Alex Palou got awfully fast and almost made the pass through turn number 13 and 14. Really climbs up underneath him now as they set up for that right-hander through turn number 12. Alex Palou back into the throttle quickly. Can't do anything with him just yet. Colton Herta goes wide, swings it through the turns with Alex Palou in tow. Setting up for turn number 14. It's down to 0.1 seconds. It is literally nose to tail off of turn number 14. They climb the hill. Alex Palou right up underneath the rear wing of Colton Herta as they cross the start-finish line and head back to turn 1.
This front straightaway is long enough that you can get a draft, and Alex Palou's got it. He pulls to the outside. They're side by side into turn 1. Alex Palou takes over the race lead, swinging to the outside. A masterful pass of Colton Herta out of turn 1.
Can he hold on to the grip enough? Colton Herta takes a peek to the bottom at the entrance of turn number 3. Alex Palou shuts the door, climbs back into the throttle, heads to the Sargento Bridge. That lead up to 0.3 seconds now for Alex Palou as he heads to turn number 5.
7 laps to go, and Alex Palou has taken the lead in turn number 1, a 4-car length advantage. Now Colton Herta has to go on the defense ever so slightly, because here comes Joseph Newgarden in third. He's closed it down to about 7 car lengths, trying to get underneath that rear wing of Colton Herta. That would be the battle for second.
And this is the area of the racetrack last time by where it seemed like Herta was able to get a little bit of speed on Palou. Now it's Palou trying to pull away from Colton Herta. Then it's Joseph Newgarden running in third, followed by Award and Scott Dixon, who runs in the fifth position. Leader again, Palou, trying to extend that lead very, very smoothly through the carousel area. Gets a little bit wide through turn number 10, but keeps everything within the white line. Alex Palou into turn number 11.
49 laps complete. Next time by, Alex Palou has bumped the lead up to 1.3 seconds over Colton and Herta. Joseph Newgarden on the charts. He is in the third position. Palou Award currently runs fourth. Scott Dixon is fifth. Lundgaard is 6th, McLaughlin 7th, Erickson 8th, Rossi 9th, Kyle Kirkwood is 10th at the Sangio Grand Prix in Road America. 50 laps complete. Alex Palou is your leader. Newgarden, Herta has tumbled to 3rd, may tumble further. Award, Dixon, Lundgaard, McLaughlin, Erickson, Rossi, and Kirkwood the top 10. Davey Hamilton, 1 lap. Just 1 lap, the difference between Colton Herta and all those around him. But boy, that is a very significant lap when it comes to fuel.
Yeah, I think that the other teams did a really good job of saving fuel, enough fuel throughout their stint. But they, Colt didn't save enough throughout the stint. They didn't have him save enough and tried to pit him a lap early in 15. I just felt it was almost impossible to even make 15th. That's just even saving fuel. So he's just pummeling down. He's right now finds himself in fifth place. Dixon and Pato O'Ward just got by him. Erickson's the next one. Now, he does have a five-second lead over Erickson, but here's the problem. Colton Herter, Mark, he's 2 seconds slower than the leaders right now. 2 seconds off the pace where he dominated this race all day.
And we must mention Scott Dixon. What a miserable weekend it's been for him. Drew the ire of willpower. I think that it's really explainable what happened because it involved Roman Grosjean. And then Scott Dixon, not a good qualifying effort at Old Navy. He is plus 19 on the day and doing Scott Dixon things still as he's worked his way into the top five.
Yeah, no, you just never can count him out. I mean, obviously he made a mistake in practice. That was on him. And it you know, injured, Powers' mojo for the weekend, to be honest with you, and his car obviously as well. But you know what? He's calm, collective. He accepted that he was wrong. He made a mistake, and he has a cool head, and that's one great thing with Scott Dixon that Will Power was trying to get for the last few years, is keep calm and cool. But Dixon has it right now, and he's worked his way back into that fourth spot right now.
Well, Damian, as these positions shuffle up, we talked about the fact that Alex Palou is making a strong bid to run off and hide on this championship. As it stands right now with four laps to go, he would have a 74-point lead over Marcus Ericsson.
Yeah, that's right. 74 over Erickson. Now, Erickson, he has the opportunity to close that gap a little bit. He's the next one to Colton Herta. There's only four laps left, but you got to remember these are four-mile laps. Four laps left, and I think that he has a really good opportunity because he's about 2 seconds a lap faster than Herta to maybe even get one more spot, get in the top five, and help that point situation.
Let's give you a full field rundown now with four laps to go. Palou, Newgarden, Award, Dixon, and Herta the top five. Erickson is sixth. Lundgaard is 7th, McLaughlin is 8th, Rossi is 9th, Kirkwood is 10th, Ray Hall 11th, VK is 12th, 13th Power, 14th Pagano, 15th Castroneves, 16th Ferrucci, Hunter Ray 17th, Ilott 18th, 19th Rosenquist, 20th Canapino, Peterson 21st, Stingray Robb 22nd, DeFrancesco 23rd, Marcus Armstrong 24th, a lap down in 25th, Grosjean, Harvey 26th, a lap down. David Malukas is out of the race, 27th, against Scott Dixon, plus 19. Elio is plus 11. McLaughlin, plus 10. How about the run by Ryan Hunter-Reay today, Davey? He is plus 10 on the day, trying to get that car into the top 15 in his first run with Ed Carpenter Racing.
Yeah, take a bow. I mean, that is an absolutely outstanding result, and that's what they need. They just needed some finishes. Learn what these cars are doing at the end of the race. I think it's a good job for him. I mean, this was a very difficult track to come in and try to tackle this. And just having a finish, didn't really have any issues throughout the day, but good job by him and that team.
Things got interesting for a while, but now about the only thing really interesting, Nick Yeoman, is that battle for third. Scott Dixon may want it, but Award has it.
Yeah, Scott Dixon is simply not done continuing to charge. He wants a podium, about a car length and a half. He's got to find to get around Pato O'Ward.
And Pato O'Ward is trying to hold off Scott Dixon. As we mentioned, Dixon is plus 19 positions on the day as they scoot underneath that Sargento Bridge and head back to Michael Young.
You can never count Scott Dixon out as he's trying to close in and take that third position away and get on that final step of the podium, but he has a pretty formidable foe in Pato O'Ward. O'Ward about four car lengths ahead of Dixon, and Jake, he keeps closing that gap down, but as soon as they get back to the carousel, it looks like Pato's able to open it back up.
Pato O'Ward's race today kind of symbolizes Scott Dixon's weekend. A little bit of everywhere, started up high, fell down low, worked his way back up. Now he's got Dixon just behind him. And this, the battle for fourth. Again, Dixon running in the fourth position, O'Ward third. So technically the battle for third. Pato O'Ward's got it, but it's about an 8-car length advantage he's got over Scott Dixon out of turn number 10.
Talked a lot about Power, talked a lot about Dixon, talked a lot about Grosjean. It's not been a clean weekend for Alex Palou either, Davey Hamilton. What a job the crew did getting him a good race car to race with today.
Yeah, all by himself. Turn 14, went flying off into that barrier, tore that car up pretty good, but they did a great job. And matter of fact, put it together really well and came back and found himself in that fast six. So, another good run. I mean, a past champion, just class. He's just a class guy. Did see that he went and tested the McLaren Formula One car, so I'm sure rumors are going to be spreading around again later in this season of where he's going to end up. But right now, in that Chip Ganassi team, and him as the driver seems to be a really good combination that obviously I'd like to see stay as it is.
Third place, still a pretty good battle of Ward and Dixon, Nick Gilman.
Still separated by a couple car lengths. Pottawa Ward doing everything he can, Mark, to bring that McLaren car on the podium.
And Alex Belleau has opened that lead up to 4.3 seconds over Joseph Newgarden. Newgarden about 2 seconds ahead of Ward and Dixon. Michael, is that battle for third going to heat up at all as they head back to you in turn five?
Well, Scott Dixon's going to have to get on his giddy-up because he's lost another car leg since he saw Nick Yeoman down in turn number one. It's about five car legs. Pottawa Ward starts to spread that gap. Further back, Colton Herta now starting to fall in the clutches of Marcus Ericsson. That's the battle for fifth.
Yeah, that might be the best battle on the racetrack right now because Alex Belleau is already working his way into the carousel and is doing so with a substantial lead. And then again, it's Newgarden followed by Ward, Dixon and Herta, but the leader, Alex Belleau, mistake-free as he works his way off turn number 10.
Lap number 53 is what we're working. Alex Belleau is your leader by 5.2 seconds. Joseph Newgarden is second. Pottawa Ward is third. Scott Dixon currently running fourth. Colton Herta is fifth, but he's under attack by Marcus Ericsson, who would like to have that fifth spot and grab a couple of points in the championship. Lundgaard, McLaughlin, Rossi, and Kirkwood, the top 10. Again, Alex Belleau with a 5.2-second lead. It's been an interesting race, but it's been a smooth race for Alex Belleau after somewhat of a disjointed weekend. And Nick Yeoman, as he crests the hill, Alex Belleau is getting ready to lead lap number 9 on the day. But all he's got to do is to make 14 more turns, and he'll lead the one that counts.
It's a monster lead over Joseph Newgarden. The numbers are pretty staggering. Only blemish on the season for Belleau, if you can call it that, an eighth at St. Pete. Since then, nothing but top five finishes, Mark. He's looking for his seventh straight top five and third win of the year. Big lead for Alex Belleau here at Road America.
Yeah, the star continues to rise, and the Indy 500 champion has a comfortable advantage in that second position, Michael Young. I get the impression that Scott Dixon is not done with Pottawa Ward yet. He wants to get a good run as they set up for turn number five.
Like a rock in the Morant sweep, Alex Belleau is on a roll. He is about 5 seconds ahead of second place running Joseph Newgarden, but that battle still ensues for third. It's Pottawa Ward and Scott Dixon. That battle for fifth also heating up. Colton Herta and Marcus Ericsson. Jake, we have a car off, but final time through for our leader, Alex Belleau.
Marcus Armstrong, the car off track. Alex Belleau will not let it interrupt the fact that he is having a wonderful day, despite the fact his teammate is in the ground. Alex Belleau, who is going to come past in just a second Marcus Armstrong through turn number 11. Mark, he has a customary victory dinner. One of the campers better prepare some fried chicken for Alex Belleau.
55 starts. This will be win number 7. He is now going to amass 19 top threes, 24 top fives, and 36 top tens. This is the 22nd time that he has led in his impressive young career. Alex Belleau going to put a stranglehold on this championship for now. Grab a 74-point lead as he will crest the hill and see the Advance Auto Part checkered flag as Alex Belleau dominates late and wins the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America presented by AMR. His teammates saluting him up on the pit wall. Joseph Newgarden will grab the second spot. Pottawa Ward grabs. Does he grab third? He and Scott Dixon with a drag race at the start finish line. Yes, it looks like Ward is going to have the third spot. Dixon fourth. Colton Herta tumbles to fifth again at the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America.
Woo! What a year. Let's go!
Alex Belleau, your winner. Joseph Newgarden second. Pottawa Ward third. Scott Dixon grabs fourth. Colton Herta fifth. Ericsson, Lundgaard, McLaughlin eighth. And Kyle Kirkwood rebounds. Tumbled all the way to the rear of the field after an opening lap incident. Rebounds to finish in the ninth position. Alexander Rossi, 10th. Graham Rahal with a good run, 11th. Save Farinas VK, 12th. Will Power, 13th. Simon Pagino, 14th. Elio Castroneves, 15th. So both the Myers Shank cars inside the top 15. Santino Ferrucci with some late rate issues with an off. He rebounds to 16th. Hunter Ray, a serviceable day for Ed Carpenter Racing. I think all in all, they'll be happy with that 17th place finish. Callum Ilott, 18th. 19th, Canapino. 20th, Rosenquist. Peterson, 21st. Rob, 22nd. DeFrancesco, 23rd. Marcus Armstrong, a lap down at 24th. 25th, Grosjean, same for him. Harvey, a lap down at 26th. David Malukas, out of the race after 24 laps, a mechanical issue. He finishes 27th. And Davey Hamilton, one lap, just one lap made the difference for guys like Will Power and Armstrong and even Colton Herta.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, one lap would have been the difference for that strategy. For Will Power really finds himself in that, where did he end up in, the 13th position. But he was the one that if they would have pitted one lap later that first round, it would have put him really in the catbird seat to have enough fuel to make it to the end. But, you know, unfortunately for him, these other drivers, they figured out how to save fuel the last two stints. I should say most of them. Colton Herta's team wasn't able to do that, but most everybody else was able to save fuel and just sneak by. As we see, majority of the cars, or a lot of them, are out on the track still out of fuel.
Chip Ganassi among the first to victory lane to shake the hand of his talented young driver, Alex Palou, who led 10 laps today. And, boy, what a season he's putting together, Davey. I mean, he's led six races now. He's led 196 laps. He's got over 500 laps led in just 55 starts in his career.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, you look at the stats that he has, it's just really incredible. And to have him under Chip's banner right now is pretty impressive.
Scott Dixon finishes fourth, and what a run for him, Georgia Henneberry.
Absolutely. Definitely not the weekend he wanted to start with, but maybe a weekend that he wanted to end with. Up 19 positions. How were you able to rebound?
Yeah, I think we got a little lucky on some of the strategy early on, but the car was fast. You know, we were able to pass cars. Deg wasn't too bad. The second to last stint, I think I pushed too early, and then we had a bit of an issue there and lost the rears. But, I think we maybe would have cleared Pato there. So, all in all, good race, great team effort, as always. Congrats to Alex. That was a tremendous drive. I didn't get to see what happened completely at the front, but he's having a pretty good championship right now.
How aggressive did you have to be on your run through the field?
Yeah, in some spots, not so bad. It depended who it was, good thing, I guess, Will and I didn't really see each other, throughout the race, so that was a good thing. Everybody raced pretty clean that I came across.
That is Scott Dixon, up 19 positions in today's Sancio GP.
Battle for the Manufacturers Championship. Honda gets the win, but again, Chevrolet at Pottawa Ward with Joseph Newgarden grabs third and second, respectively. Speaking of Joseph Newgarden, a heck of a drive today for the Indy 500 champion, Joel.
It was a heck of a day for Joseph Newgarden, although he got out of the car and said just okay. All in all, how would you assess the performance, Joseph?
Pretty good day. I'm trying to get this stuff on my face. There's so much stuff that's on our face now when we get out, just because the amount of debris that comes through these cars is crazy, especially on a day like today. So, you have all these hoses attached everywhere, and trying to pump air into the car, you end up just getting debris all over you, so... Anyways, sorry, I guess it's a little too much information for everybody, but it was an okay day.
It helps paint the picture. It's radio.
Yeah, I mean, people don't know, so just telling you what I'm dealing with here. But, it's an okay day. PBG car was actually really good. It was a kind of a recovery weekend, I felt like, for us. We rolled off pretty horrendously, and we worked really hard. Team did an excellent job, and, I'm disappointed because I think we could have won the day if we just, maybe I made a different move on that restart, got kind of boxed out. And it's just hard to pick which lane was going to be better, and I didn't make the right choice. So, it is what it is. We ended up second and probably take that on a day like today.
Absolutely. And big picture, a good performance for the two machine. Joseph Newgarden finishing P2. Mark?
To victory lane, let's hear from Alex Palou. He got to be a very happy driver. We're going to tap dance a minute or two here. Davey will, as he wraps up his television interview, gets ready for us. Davey, we can say Honda has a lead now, a 663 to 628 over Chevrolet. Honda was able to grab the win, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh today, with Chevrolet grabbing second and third.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Honda wants to see. They really had kind of a dominant day. If it wasn't for those two Chevrolets in second, third, they really looked good, but that championship still going hard. It's, as you said, Mark, Honda at 663, Chevrolet at 628. The good news with that, it could turn around next race. I mean, it's just, Chevrolet has a good race, and it could turn around quickly.
Let's go to victory lane.
And Alex Palou talking, getting congratulations from Chip Ganassi. And boy, after being in the tire barriers yesterday morning, your confidence wasn't shaken one bit while you waited on the timing stand when qualifying started for the car to roll out. From where you were then to where you are now, just to take us through the roller coaster ride it's been this weekend.
Yeah, honestly, we started the weekend really, really fast. Big mistake by my part yesterday in practice too. Big crash, big damage, losing a lot of track time. But honestly, they gave me the car back on time for qualifying, not only back that to choose to qualifying, but just to fight for pole. So it was amazing. They gave me the pit stop for the win today as well. So amazing. Yeah, cannot thank them enough. It was a great weekend for us, and we're going to keep on working hard and looking forward to Mid-Ohio now.
Other than a change in the tires, putting some fuel in, didn't touch the car in those pit stops, then how about that? A run up the front straightaway around Colton Herta, what turned out to be for the win.
Yeah, honestly, the car was really good. We knew that the reds, the alternate tires, were going to be tough to keep on and didn't really want to adjust the car because it's been so good this weekend. So, yeah, it was all about tire pressure, tire management, and focusing forward.
And focusing forward, you continue to increase your championship lead, third win in four races, and now you head to Mid-Ohio, another track you've had some success at.
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing. It's been amazing for CGR team, for the 10 car, for the American Legion, spreading the B2-1 initiative every day, even more and more. So, yeah, as I said, it's been a good start of the season. We need to focus on what's next now and try and keep the consistency that we have.
And lastly, we see the banner behind us, the team holding up 250 all-time team wins for Chip Ganassi Racing. What does that mean to get that milestone victory for the storied organization?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know. They haven't told me until now, which is great. It's amazing. Shows how this organization is. So, yeah, we're going to keep on putting some more numbers in there.
Congratulations, and we'll see you in Mid-Ohio in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Alex Pelot wins the San Diego Grand Prix at Road America. Let's head over to Joel Sebastianelli.
I'm with Colton Herta. Colton, fifth place today. Is there anything you feel like you guys could have or maybe should have done different?
Yeah, definitely. Car was good. Gainbridge Honda was fast, and, you know, we had pace to be up front. We were cruising all day, just saving fuel. Never really got to show our true pace. So, you know, we had a lot in it. It's very unfortunate, you know. It sucks to be standing here and telling you how good our car was and not showing you guys.
It was fun watching you wheel it all weekend. Is there anything positive that you can take from it when the dust settles, or is it just one of those weekends you got to shake off?
From the race, no. I mean, it's data-wise, yes. There's obviously a lot of data points with the new tarmac that we got that we'd never had before. But, you know, leaving the track, I got double digits on poles, which is nice. I finally got to 10 poles, you know, and I think that would have been my eighth win, which would have sounded a lot nicer.
That's Colton Herta, fifth place today. Thank you.
Alex? Check that. Georgia Hennepin. Let's hear from Pato Award.
Pato Award rounds out the top three today. He had to get a ride back, actually, running out of fuel after the checkered flag fuel strategy. Obviously, a big thing today in the San Diego GP. Can you kind of run us through your takeaways post-race?
Yeah, I was a bit of a ping ball in the start of the race, getting hit a few times and then getting shuffled back. I think we were ninth or something. Which obviously isn't ideal, but I kept chipping at it. I kept making my way forward. I passed every single car on track, and I think it was a very solid day for us. Obviously, you always want more, but you know, from what it's been the last couple of races, it's good to finish a race for once, and it's good to be in the podium.
I also noticed Santino Ferrucci coming over after the race, apologizing. What happened?
We had a bit of a touching moment into three, and then I ran him off in the straightaway while we were kind of touching tires. Good job, man. And so that's why I had to give the positions back. But yeah, we fought our way back forward and got ourselves a podium.
A fight indeed. That is Pato Award. He rounds out your top three today here at Road America.
Georgia Hennepin and Alex Wolf. Outstanding job along with Joel Sebastianelli covering the stories all throughout the course of the day and all throughout the course of the weekend. Win number 15 for Chip Ganassi, 250, I should say, for Chip Ganassi, Davey Hamilton. What an impressive organization that he has put together. What a
wow.
Great run Alex Pelot was on this season.
Yeah, 250, and they're not going to stop there. That just happens to be a nice round number, but hats off to Chip and that entire organization to what they do and what kind of quality cars they put on racetrack, and makes it great for all of us and all the fans, too. I mean, that's what it's about, having great owners that are able to do it properly, and Chip continues to do that.
Well, Davey, the championship looks like this. 74-point lead now for Marcus Ericsson for Alex Pelot, Joseph Newgarden 81 back. Pato Award, Scott Dixon, 98 points back. If anybody's going to come after Alex Below, they've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, it's still early in the season. A lot could happen. Matter of fact, just, you know, a DNF for Below or having a you know, a 20-plus finish is going to knock him back very quickly. So there's a lot of fast drivers behind him. You got Erickson, who's doing a good job. Actually kind of brought that thing back. I thought he was going to get one more spot, but ended up sixth today. Another good run by him. You got Newgardner, ran second, who's third in points. You got Pato Ward, who's fourth in points, who just finished third. Scott Dixon, don't give up on him. He's fifth in points, just finished fourth today. They continue to put pressure on him, but right now he has a nice little cushion.
Well, let's mention Scott Dixon, because we're going to a place in a couple of weeks where I think Scott Dixon gets his mail at Victory Lane in Mid-Ohio with all the times
He's won a lot there, but you know, and he's, you know, he's really one of the guys that we continue to say never count Scott Dixon out. He's still in that banner. Never count him out. But right now, he's got to chase his own teammate down. You know, Plo's kind of taking over, you know, the wins and podiums and poles for that team right now. But, you know, Dixon doesn't like that. You know, he's a good teammate and wants the best for the team. But, you know, he wants to be on top of that podium. And he, as you said, he knows Mid-Ohio better than anybody, so it's going to be exciting to watch.
Before we let you go, I want to wish you a happy Father's Day, and hopefully heard from your son, DJ, today, and had a chance to talk to your dad. I know you guys got an early Father's Day present when he went into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame a couple of weeks
ago. Yeah, outstanding. And by the way, 84 years young, my father, and was fast time in a Super Modified last night in the Diamond Cup out in Idaho, so pretty proud of him still driving Super Modifieds and running as good as he does. And yeah, my son had a good ran second the other day in Ohio, and you know, it's great to all be around and be able to have a great Father's Day. Mark, you and all the staff as well, thanks for the great show today, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Yeah, especially all of our valued listeners. Heard from a lot of them today. We always appreciate your loyalty and how much you tell us you enjoy what we do here at IndyCar Radio. We'll have some final thoughts for you when we come back to the Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America, presented by AMR.
All right, check the flag, man. Check the flag. Awesome job, everybody.
Let's go! Woo! Thank you, boys. Thank you for those pit stops. Yeah! Yes!
Awesome job, everybody.
Thank you so much. Woo! What a year. Let's go!
What a year indeed. Alex Below, your winner. Newgarden, Award, Dixon and Hurta, the top five. Erickson, Lundgaard, McLaughlin, Kirkwood, and Rossi, the top 10. Graham Rahal, 11th. Rinus VK, 12th. 13th Power, 14th Pagano. 15th, Castro Nevis, 16th, Ferrucci, 17th, Hunter Ray, 18th, Ilott, 19th, Canapino, 20th, Rosenquist, 21st, Peterson, 22nd, Stingray Robb, 23rd, Devlin DeFrancesco. Lap down in 24th, Marcus Armstrong, Grosjean, 25th, the lap down, 26th, the lap down is Jack Harvey, David DeLucas, 27th, completed just 24 laps. 4 leaders, 9 lead changes. Colton Herta led 4 times for 33 laps, Alex Below 3 times for 10. Will Power led twice for 7 laps. Marcus Armstrong led 5 laps. Scott Dixon, plus 19 on the day. Elio Castroneves, plus 11. McLaughlin, plus 10, along with Ryan Hunter-Reay. Will Power was plus 9. Points look like this. The top 5, Alex Below leads Marcus Ericsson by 74 points. Joseph Newgarden, 81 back. Pato Award, 98 back. Scott Dixon, 98 back, as the series heads in 2 weeks from now to Mid-Ohio. The Sanzio Grand Prix at Road America has been brought to you by Firestone, the official tire of the NTT IndyCar Series, for redefining the limits. Advance Auto Parts, official checkered flag of the NTT IndyCar Series. Pennzoil, official motor oil of the NTT IndyCar Series. American Medical Response, official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series and the AMR IndyCar Safety Team. Coors Light, cold as the Rockies, Coors Light is proud to be the official beer partner of the IndyCar Series. Coors Light, made to chill. By BorgWarner, official turbochargers of the NTT IndyCar Series. Henchman Racing Uniforms, nothing fits like a henchman. The Indy Racing Experience, the fastest seat in motorsports. Safety Clean, the official environmental service partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Racing Optics, the official aero screen and helmet tear-off of the NTT IndyCar Series. By Shell, official fuel of the NTT IndyCar Series. And by NTT, official technology and title partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Our driver analyst, Davey Hamilton in the pits, Alex Wolf, Joel Sebastianelli, and Georgia Henneberry. Our turn announcers, Michael Young, Jake Query, and Nick Yeoman. Our chief engineer is Rick Evans, satellite and technical support by Scott Burgett. Our producer is Sam Rumson. The network director is Chris Polly. This is Mark James. Don't forget to grab your copy of the 107th Indianapolis 500-mile race broadcast. Go to IMS.com and search for historical race broadcasts. Then jumpstart your 4th of July weekend with the Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio. Our coverage on most of these same stations starts at 1 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, July 2nd.
The preceding was an exclusive copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.